free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, July 30th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. We have some hopeful information today. President Trump, yesterday afternoon, the Trump White House, published an executive order to stop online censorship. It's about time. The executive order prevents social media giants from altering or editorializing free speech. And what they say as part of the executive order, they say that Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act does not permit social media companies that alter or editorialize users' speech to escape civil liability. So we will see about that. It's going to be interesting. Of course, under the current post-constitutional regimes that have not just the Trump administration, but many administrations, everything that is done by anyone is up for review by the Supreme Court. And so the Supreme Court will weigh in on this, and I expect them to weigh in on the side of censorship, not on the side of the Constitution. And as I've said many times here, the purpose of government, going back to the Declaration of Independence, the purpose of government is to protect our God-given rights. We don't get our rights handed to us by government. We don't enjoy rights by privilege. We possess those rights by nature of our being human beings. These are natural rights, God-given rights. And the purpose of government is to protect those rights, if need be, to protect them from corporations that steal those rights. And so this whole thing has been a beard. The very idea of Section 230 was to say that they were going to have immunity from prosecution for content because they were not going to be moderating content and controlling content. And now they're controlling content. So just like we've seen with the FISA Act, these laws and these acts that are set up for a good purpose, you know, the whole purpose of the Section 230 Act was to carve out the ability to have a free internet back in 1996 as it was becoming practical. All of these things are being put into place. But of course, that was just a beard. Because at the same time that that was happening, you had the military-industrial complex in the late 1990s, as it was obvious that this is becoming practical now. The psychological tool that had been designed by J.C.R. Licklider, the psychologist working with DARPA back in the 1960s, the psychological tool that incorporated both the Ash experiment and the Milgram experiment, bow to people of authority, bow to the pressures of the crowd. That was the Ash experiment. As that was becoming technically, practically feasible, and they were setting up in 1996 the Communications Decency Act, carving out this neutrality, they were also setting in place the corporations that were going to be able to operate without making it. Everything was going to be free. Who paid for it? The CIA paid for it. The NSA paid for it. It was a rope-a-dope. Come on in. The internet's free. Social media's free. All right, everybody in. Close the doors, turn on the gas, and let's kill the First Amendment. Let's set this up as a tool of control. And so I hope that this goes through. I hope that we'll talk more about this coming up. We're also going to talk about the fact that now our Emperor Fauci, you know, we're playing this game. It's kind of like Simon Says. Remember the game Simon Says? Well, the game now is Fauci Says. And now Fauci says, I think you're probably going to need to start wearing coverings over your eyes. Oh, yeah. How long have I been saying that's going to happen with the blindfolds that you saw the American hostages with and the Iranian takeover of the American embassy? I tell you what, I'm getting tired of being right because I see a very dark future. We'll be right back.
There are only a few days left to take advantage of the biggest InfoWars sale of 2020 so far. It is Christmas in July, and July ends this Friday. The longest we can run it is a few extra days until Sunday, because we are selling out of almost all of our best-selling products, and the supply chain is breaking down with many of our manufacturers, and so a lot of the reorders are held up months. In many cases, this could be the last chance you've got in the year 2020 to get these amazing products that empower you and your family's life and health, your immune systems, you name it, your stamina, your libido, your focus, but also, you know, funds the InfoWar and everything we're doing to save this republic from the clutches of the globalist and the New World Order. All of our best-selling items, 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. Take advantage of it right now while there's still time.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, July 30th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is day 136. 136 days of America held hostage. And there we see the clips from the Iranian takeover of the U.S. Embassy. And they had the cloth masks over their eyes as well as the rest of their face. And now that is what our master, Fauci, is proposing as well. And now he's talking about covering up your eyes. So we're going to talk about the latest updates with the hostage taking. We're going to do that first. And then we, President Trump has said something about delaying the election. We're going to take a look into that. But, folks, does the election really matter if we're ruled by Fauci and by bureaucrats? It really doesn't matter. The politicians don't matter at this point unless they take these people out. And unless we start to have regulation with representation. We fought the American Revolution over taxation without representation, and it wasn't a big tax. It was only 3%. It was a principle. They said, well, if you set this principle up, guess what? They will just arbitrarily raise the taxes at any point without any input from us. And if you allow these people to regulate us without any input at all from us in a democratic process, without any regard for our human rights, without any regard for the Constitution, that they swear to uphold as a condition of their authority, then all bets are off, folks. That's where the, we're not on a slippery slope. We've already gone down the slope. And they did this as part of the false flag of 9/11. They wrote these Model State Emergency Health Powers Act. They wrote it just before they pulled off 9/11. And then they shipped it out saying, you better do this because that's going to be the next terrorist attack. And they're right. It took them 20 years to do the next terrorist attack, and they've been training the bureaucracy and setting in place the quasi-legal structures. Actually, it's under color of law, but they've been training them that this is the law. This is what you must do. You got everybody died because you didn't act quickly enough, because you didn't take draconian enough measures. You were afraid to take away people's freedom. And so everybody died. That's the bottom line of every one of these annual simulations that have been paid for by the Gates Foundation, by the Bloomberg John Hopkins Medical School, by DARPA, by the CIA. Every one of them. That's the moral of the story. At the end of it, you know, they have their fake broadcast. They have a scenario they pop out there. The first one was called Dark Winter. They started doing a Dark Winter 2, which is an escalation of that. I told you that a couple of years ago. Some kind of a bioterror attack is coming, or a false flag terror attack. And it, you know, false flag can be something where people really die, or it can be something like the Gulf of Tonkin or the 2020 COVID attack. All right. So here we are, day 136. The big buzz yesterday evening was the fact that Louis Gohmert had tested positive. Well, I don't know if Congressman Gohmert is sick or not. He tested positive. Nobody has said that he is sick. I mean, remember, we had both Rand Paul and we had Ted Cruz around CPAC. Remember that scare? Do you remember the CPAC panic? Do you remember how everybody died because of a couple people that tested positive who were at CPAC, who had close contact with Rand Paul, Ted Cruz? They went into isolation, so forth. Rand Paul tested positive. Of course, Rand Paul, after that attack, has got something to worry about. He's got a lung issue. But I don't remember any reports of everybody dying from CPAC, even though the left was eagerly anticipating that. It didn't happen. Because if it had happened, you would have still be reading about it at the top of the Drudge Report. Latest number, cumulative number of conservatives dead. But it didn't happen. And so there's a lot of finger pointing and about Louis Gohmert because he wasn't wearing a mask. It's all over the place, all over the mainstream media, all over the Drudge Report. He's not been wearing a mask. And he told other people that they shouldn't wear masks around him and so forth. And now he's sick. See? Gohmert also attended yesterday's meeting with A.G. Barr, which begs the question, why wasn't his illness flagged yesterday? Well, maybe he wasn't ill. Maybe he's not ill. Maybe the test isn't valid. Maybe the disease isn't serious. Who knows? I mean, I hope it turns out, like CPAC, to be a non-event. Just a lot of media hype and fear porn. And now we have Ohio banning hydroxychloroquine. This is not the Ohio legislature. This is not the Ohio governor. This is the Ohio Department of Health. Ohio Department of Health spokeswoman said the drug is not an effective treatment for COVID-19. Why? Because she said so. She said so. And so they've now banned its distribution. They have a new Board of Pharmacy rule to ban and prohibit the selling and dispensing of hydroxychloroquine. So now it's entered the stage of, you know, well, let's see, did they ever ban opioids? No, they didn't. They let the big pharmaceutical companies make lots of money out of that, didn't they? Yeah. Did they, yeah, they banned marijuana. They made a lot of money out of banning marijuana, didn't they? Got a lot of people in jail and private prisons and so forth. Corrupted law enforcement. Destroyed our Bill of Rights to ban marijuana. So, you know, we're at the point where I said as I was reading an essay, I need to retract something I said the other day. I had a listener send me a thing saying, you know, hydroxychloroquine is very dangerous. It causes hallucinations and you can, this is a plot to try to get President Trump's supporters to hallucinate or something. And I said, look, it's got issues. It does have issues. And you need to be careful about the doses that you take with it as well. But its side effects are very well known. This is a drug that's been around since 1945. It's like 75 years old. And so the side effects are very well known. I said, but, you know, get a doctor to help you with that. So I said, yeah, it should be doctor prescription and so forth. But, you know, when I look at this story here, and I was going to say something about it yesterday, I really don't believe in getting the government's permission for anything. There is no constitutional authority to get the government's permission to take medicine. See, there's no constitutional authority for the war on drugs, and there's no constitutional authority not only for the DEA, but for the FDA. I don't live my life at your permission. You don't know what's best. The conventional wisdom is always changing. And so it ought to be caveat emptor. It ought to be informed consent. It ought to be doctor-patient relationship. It ought to be getting second opinions on this stuff. Instead, they want to say, well, the FDA is going to take a look at this, and once the FDA approves it, it's safe. Well, that's not true. I know people who have died from taking FDA-approved drugs. One of the leading causes of death is FDA-approved drugs. That's why they control the media, the big pharmaceutical companies. And so you should always read any of this medication. Be aware of what's there. I mean, my family has learned that the hard way, really learned that the hard way. And experience is an expensive school, so be skeptical of any medication that you take. But we should not ever, ever let the government tell us what we may and may not have. Because once you do that, you've established the principle that they can tell you what you must have. Right? And that's what this is about. They're about to tell you that you must have a vaccine. They're telling you right now, you must have a mask. They don't have any studies to prove that the masks work. As a matter of fact, we're going to talk about that coming up. But you become their slave. And this is done by unelected bureaucrats. We have not only taxation without representation, but we have something that is far more dangerous. Regulation without representation. These people are not answerable to us or to any legal standard, and they must be stopped.
A lot of you are probably already very familiar with these terms I'm about to introduce, but some folks aren't. So for those that aren't, here they are. Activated charcoal. And then another term, enamel safe. Activated charcoal is the fastest growing type of toothpaste for a good reason. It really, really works. Well, we've come up with the best activated charcoal toothpaste with no fillers, the cleanest type, the highest quality, with a bunch of high-quality essential oils and other ingredients known and documented to do amazing things for your oral hygiene and your overall health in your mouth that's so critical, and it makes your teeth look really white and really, really clean, and it's good for your gums. But on top of that, it doesn't have any ingredients that are known to hurt enamel. I've gone out before and gotten toothpaste that really made my teeth clean, but eroded enamel up the top. So I got into really safe, healthy types of toothpaste, and that's what this is. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The BBC is state-run media in the UK, and they've come out with a detailed article that's linked on InfoWars.com saying you will have to have forced inoculations multiple times a year to be able to travel. Robots will scan you when you land. You will have a digital tattoo under your skin to be able to enter the country, but it's going to be so easy and so cool and so fun. The Microsoft website now officially has announced the digital tattoo. We exposed this 6 months ago, how Bill Gates was funding it, and they had hundreds of news articles attacking us saying it wasn't true. This is a tactic they use. First they announce it, we say it's a bad idea, they say that's crazy, we didn't do it. They introduce the idea to you, then they come back and announce it again, thinking you have no memory. This is a criminal takeover. This is the line in the sand. We must say no, we must expose the fraud of COVID-19 that this entire house of evil is built on. I'm Alex Jones, never surrender to tyranny, InfoWars.com. Whether you believe in evolution in the modern theory or not, the globalist controllers do, and they constantly write about and talk about how they want to create a global crisis or a group of crises that force humans to, quote, evolve in a new, better way. Now, when you study how they actually want you to evolve, you believe in that, it is to stop having children and merge with silicon bodies and a post-human future. Talk about psychotic. Talk about creepy. Talk about crazy. But they need an event like COVID-19 to teach a mammal to wear some covering over its nose, over its breathing tubes, to set the precedent for the forced inoculations, for the GMO, for the 5G, and for all the things that they admit will end our humanity as we know it. That's why this is so evil. Their whole agenda for a cashless society, global government, UN control, getting us all into debt, getting rid of local government. Think about all the facets of it, the censorship, the surveillance.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The AlexaPure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the AlexaPure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the AlexaPure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
set everybody on fire. And it is with universal mail-in voting, not absentee voting, which is good. 2020 will be the most inaccurate and fraudulent, those are all uppercase, election in history, says President Trump in a tweet. It will be a great embarrassment to the USA. Delay the election until people can properly, securely, and safely vote? ? So that's what he put out. So he puts out a question. Should we delay the election with all of this mail-in voter fraud? And so, you know, the article that is linked by the Drudge Report to Daily Beast says, well, Trump has no legal authority to follow through on this proposal. Newsflash to Daily Beast. This is 2020. We are long past the point where there needs to be any constitutional legal authority to do anything by people in power, aren't we? Where is the constitutional legal authority to shut down virtually every medium to small-sized business in the country while the big companies stay open? Where is the authority to put everybody on universal basic income? Today, I'm going to talk about what is really being prepared for us. And, I mentioned when I talked about the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability, that the UN 2030 agenda and smart cities and so forth is basically just a high-tech version of the Indian reservations. You know, the Indian reservations actually preceded the Nazi concentration camps. And there's a lot of parallels to things that have been done. Aspects of it have been enacted. The welfare state to create dependency. And as we see the establishment, including the Republican establishment, including the Trump White House, pushing very hard for yet another bailout. For what purpose? To extend the lockdown? Is this really what we want to do? Is this really what Mitch McConnell and Donald Trump want to do? Extend the lockdown? No, here's another check. Just stay home. Don't do anything. All of this, the universal basic income is nothing but Marxism. But if you want to really know what this looks like, it's the Indian reservation system. So we're going to talk about a little bit about the history of that today. Now, I've mentioned it before, Russell Means' book, Where White Men Fear to Tread. The very beginning of it, he says, the federal government has broken every treaty it's made with the Indians. White man, the Constitution is the treaty the federal government made with you, and they've broken every aspect of it. Now, he wrote this decades ago. And he said, what are you going to do about it? What are we going to do about this? Are we going to do anything about it? We're just going to go quietly. Go along quietly, because that's really what we're looking at here. Yeah, there is no legal authority to cancel the election, but there's no legal authority to tell people they can't go to a polling place and vote either, is there? There's no legal authority to tell you that you can't open your business or that you can't worship at church. There's no legal authority for any of that. Any of that. We're now living at the whim of Fauci. And Trump bears a great deal of responsibility for that. I say he bears the most responsibility for it. Nothing is legal. And a good example of this is the political reaction in Ohio done by the public health department there. Well, you're just not going to have any hydroxychloroquine. We're banning it. It's now contraband. It's like cocaine or something. You know, next they'll have SWAT teams coming in after people who are sneaking hydroxychloroquine. Let me tell you something. In this future that we're heading into right now, because I've got an article here that was sent to me by a listener talking about the attack on, the media attack on somebody who didn't wear a mask. And it was trumpeted by the local Fox channel there in Boise, Idaho. And, I'm sorry, it wasn't Fox News. It was Idaho News 6 in Boise, Idaho. Listen to this heinous crime. Now, think about this. Could you have imagined even 136 days ago that we would read an article like this, you know, 136 days ago when all this insanity was foisted upon us by Fauci? A fraudulent card that had the seal of the Department of Justice is making its way into the hands of folks who are not wearing face masks. So they come up with a card that has the Department of Justice on it, and it says the Americans with Disability Act says that you can't discriminate against me because I have a health issue, and you can't force me to wear a mask. Now, that's a legitimate thing. As a matter of fact, even though Justice Department has said that they do not endorse or support that card, they have endorsed the Americans with Disability Act, and they've enforced it in the past, but they're not doing it now. I reported to you a couple of weeks ago about the young child with autism. Probably got it from vaccines. But nevertheless, however he got it, this epidemic of autism, this young child could not understand anything on his head, on his face, and would go crazy with it. He also had difficulty breathing. And the mother tried to explain that to the Nazi in the park, and they would not listen. And so she did get a group that represents disabled people on her side. See, they don't care about individual health. This is about public health. It's about group health. Your health doesn't matter. No individual's health matters. It's this nebulous thing called the group health, which is undefined if you don't have individual health concerns, right? And this is why you oppose government health care. But to go on with this, I shouldn't have to have a doctor's note. I shouldn't have to have a something that that proves that I don't have to wear a mask. You don't have the authority to make me wear a mask. Show me your authority. I've got a card here with the Department of Justice on it that I made up. And let me tell you something. This is going to be right now, and I'm serious about this. Right now, you start looking into making your own weapons, printable guns, and you start looking into making in your own immunity passports and vaccine identification cards, whatever it's going to be, as well as talking to your neighbors and coming up with what you're going to do to find, make connections with local farms and make sure that you've got something that you can use as currency, because it's not always going to be a one-for-one barter situation. But come up with some kind of a barter or currency situation in your local community. But you better start right now working out a black market of identity cards to get around this coming tyranny, because it's coming, and it's coming really fast. Just imagine this, you know, 3 months ago, 4 months ago, that this would happen. And at 5 p.m. on Idaho News 6, we're learning more about the fraudulent face mask exemption cards. You know, think about this. It wasn't that long ago that we had mandatory MMR vaccines in weird liberal California and New York. And now in Idaho, they're coming after people because they're not obeying the mask mandates. That's where we are in just 4 months.
States cracking down on social gatherings, says CNN, because Fauci says if we don't, we'll see further surges in coronavirus positives, because they're only ramping up the testing, and because the tests have been designed at the Wuhan lab, it turns out, to be completely fraudulent. They cook the whole thing up offshore in a communist dictatorship with Fauci, Bill Gates, and the Chi-Coms to be directed by the UN as a giant planetary power grab. And now it's all over the news that indeed Bill Gates has developed digital tattoos under your skin, and so is Google, and they're deploying them at the airports next year, where you'll have to have it to be able to travel, oh, and then soon to leave your house or go in a grocery store. And the contact tracers work for Bill and Melinda Gates and the Clintons, and they're going to come to your house and make sure you're inoculated. Yes, we're now inside the mark of the beast. Resist or be enslaved.
I'm really, really proud of the Dr. Jones Naturals Activated Charcoal, naturally fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste. And if you don't know what activated charcoal does, ladies and gentlemen, it naturally, in a clean way, strips away the toxins, the impurities, the plaque, and it doesn't damage the enamel. That's really important.
Support the InfoWar.
Buy it now at InfoWarsStore.com. Or go directly to drjonesnaturals.com for an entire line of new cutting-edge products. with the power to make your life better.
Support the InfoWar.
This cleans them up beautifully, does an incredible job, but doesn't damage your teeth. And I believe you're going to like this as much as the other toothpaste, maybe even more. Over a year ago, I tried charcoal toothpaste of a major brand and thought it was amazing. And I went to my dad and people said, I would like to put out a charcoal toothpaste that doesn't have all this silicate and all these fillers. A very strong toothpaste. You've never used anything like it. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vicki Gibbs, 57-year-old, lesbian preacher in Houston, went in with a cough, got intubated, and then died. And as soon as I saw her face, as soon as I saw the report, I said, watch, it'll be intubation. We know what's going to happen. It's a blue city, same story yet again. And they say her heart gave out. If you put somebody on a breathing tube with COVID-19 as a death sentence, it's on record. Warn everyone you know before they go into the hospital and get killed. Why are almost all the deaths happening in blue cities and blue states? It's because they intubate them, putting a tube in their lungs, and COVID-19 is causing an autoimmune response. And if you do that with oxygen, the doctors are on record saying it will kill you. But all these doctors in blue cities and blue states follow their orders. And the minute I saw this report today, I knew what I would be reading. Don't end up like Vicki Gibbs. Warn everyone.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Keep on lying.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Yeah, this article that was sent to me by a listener, David Knight Show at Proton Mail, if you want to send me stuff like this. And this really got me fired off. He knew how to trigger me with this article. Because this is a restaurant who, you know, they bust an individual who's coming in, shows him a card, says, I've got an excuse, you know, Americans with Disability Act, remember that? And there's the Department of Justice. This is federal law. So here's the Department of Justice seal on it. Well, it was bogus. But so was their mandate for the mask. So I see your bogus regulation, and here's my Kufre card, right? And they were very upset about that. They kicked them out. They had somebody film it. It went on social media. This dirty little restaurant, as the listener told me, is some kind of a sushi restaurant. He says, you really don't want to eat there anyway. But they put it out on social media, and so they started getting all kinds of negative reviews. So the restaurant goes squealing to the local TV news, and so the TV news does an expose about how there's this rash now. Be on the lookout for people with fake cards that say they have a medical issue that they can't wear a mask. Well, I have a medical issue. I need to breathe, and I don't need your permission to breathe. I don't need Fauci's permission to breathe. I don't need a restaurant's permission to breathe. And then the Ohio bureaucrats banning hydroxychloroquine. Why? Because they want to. Because they're not accountable to anybody. Nobody at all. I read to you the comment the other day from Barry Weiss in her July 14th New York Times resignation letter. This quote is gold. Truth is now is not a process anymore of collective discovery. But it is now an orthodoxy that is already known to an enlightened few whose job it is to inform everyone else. That is exactly the attitude of these bureaucrats here. And, of course, that was done a couple weeks ago. The article talking about that is a couple of days old. And now we've seen these enlightened few, these Ohio Department of Health people say, oh, I'm sorry, you can't use hydroxychloroquine. Forget about the metadata of 105,000 patients in two dozen countries showing a 3-to-1 improvement over the death rate. Forget the testimony of doctors in the field. We are health bureaucrats, and for political purposes, because this became a hot potato again this week, we're going to now just ban it. We're going to ban it. It's like crack cocaine, hydroxychloroquine, a drug that has been around for 75 years. And in this article, technocrats should observe the Hippocratic Oath, and of course they don't. You know, they don't pay any attention to Galen's ethical statements, a first do no harm. If they did, they would allow you to have access to a 75-year-old drug, which, by the way, is not just for malaria. As a listener pointed out to me, they said, you know, just remind people this has been used for a very long time for chronic conditions like lupus. If it was very, very dangerous, it would not be used for chronic conditions. These people continually take it. That's what a chronic condition is. It doesn't ever go away. But it ameliorates that. And it's taken over an extended period of time. They always take it. And so for lupus and some other issues, as well as for malaria, it is, something's been around for a long time. It has side effects. They're very well known. But, we're now going to have the people who are going to decide. They're not going to pay attention to first do no harm. They're going to ban a drug that's been used for 75 years, and they're going to rush out a vaccine that's not been tested at all that has a very new novel approach of modifying your RNA. And they don't take their oath to the Constitution seriously either, because anybody that works for the government has to take an oath to the Constitution. Their state constitution, the federal constitution. They're oath breakers, they're liars, they're traitors. They're dictators. They're tyrants. They need to be taken away. You got to take the authority away from these people. But in this article, they went through and talked about Charles McKay's Extraordinary Delusions and the Madness of Crowds again. And let me just read you the episode, which is one that I'd forgotten. The Great Plague of Milan, 1629 to 1631. And this is a good example of where we are today. Listen to the parallels of the Great Plague of Milan, 400 years ago. Early one morning in April, before the pestilence had reached its height, passengers were surprised to see that all the doors in the principal streets of the city were marked with a curious daub, or a spot, as if by a sponge, filled with the purulent matter of plague sores that had been pressed against them. So was this a vandal that did this? Was it a practical joke? Was this Fauci? Was it Fauci's great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather? I mean, it's in Milan. Fauci's Italian, right? The whole population was speedily in movement to remark the strange appearance, and a great alarm spread rapidly. Adding to the fear of the disease were worries that a foreign government was at work. Was it the Chinese? Actively spreading the sickness. Many persons were of the opinion that emissaries of foreign powers were employed to spread infectious poison over the city. Snitch policies soon followed. A strict watch was kept out for the emissaries of the devil, because they also believed that there was a satanic aspect of this. Any man who wanted to be rid of an enemy had only to say that he had seen him besmearing a door with ointment, and his fate was certain death at the hands of the mob. The mob. Yeah, kind of like, you know, the little mask people that come out and empty a full mace can into a man's face because he and his wife are sitting in an open area at a picnic table without a mask while they're eating. Yeah, that kind of thing. Violence predictably ensued. An old man, upwards of 80 years of age, a daily frequenter of the church of San Antonio, was seen rising from his knees to wipe with the skirt of his cloak the stool on which he was about to sit down. A cry was raised immediately that he was besmearing the seat with poison. He was attacked. They dragged him out by the hair of his head. 80-year-old man, swearing at him, and he was drugged all the way through the streets, through the mire, to the house of the municipal judge, so that he could be put into the rack and forced to discover his accomplices. Poor Mora, a half chemist and half barber, was accused of being in league with the devil to poison Milan. His house was surrounded and a number of chemical preparations were found. That proved it. The poor man asserted that they were intended as preservatives against infection. But some physicians to whom they were submitted declared that they were poison. Must have been the local Department of Health at Milan. Must have been hydroxychloroquine or a predecessor to it. And in an era in which statues and monuments are being pulled down or defaced, as they point out in this article from Zero Hedge, Mora's house was razed to the ground and a column erected on the spot with an inscription to commemorate his guilt. One Milanese resident, described by McKay, had brooded over such tales till he became firmly convinced that the wild flights of his own fancies were a reality, telling a story about an invisible phantom chariot and demonic laboratories, a story which at any other time would have been met with derision, was suddenly, and just as certainly today, infused with credibility. The minds of the people were so impressed with the idea that scores of witnesses, half crazed by the disease, came forward to swear that they had also seen a diabolical stranger. The number of persons who confessed they were employed by the devil to distribute poison is almost incredible. And then finally, there was, in fact, a disease that was spreading in Milan. An epidemic frenzy was abroad, which seemed to be as contagious as the plague. Imagination was as disordered as the body. And day after day, persons came forward voluntarily to accuse themselves. They generally had the marks of the disease upon them, and some of them died in the act of confession. By taking away the hope of recovery, says McKay, the greatest balm in any malady, it increased threefold the ravages of the disease. And it is our hope of recovery that is taken away from us on a daily basis by that devil, Fauci, and the Faucian bargain that President Trump has made with him and passively allowing him to do this to us. Absolutely unforgivable what is being done in America. And it's unforgivable that we're allowing it to happen. We're allowing it to happen. We'll be right back.
There are only a few days left to take advantage of the biggest InfoWars sale of 2020 so far. It is Christmas in July, and July ends this Friday. The longest we can run it is a few extra days until Sunday, because we are selling out of almost all of our best-selling products, and the supply chain is breaking down with many of our manufacturers, and so a lot of the reorders are held up months. In many cases, this could be the last chance you've got in the year 2020 to get these amazing products that empower you and your family's life and health, your immune systems, you name it, your stamina, your libido, your focus, but also, you know, funds the InfoWar and everything we're doing to save this republic from the clutches of the globalist and the New World Order. All of our best-selling items, 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. Take advantage of it right now while there's still time. Affordable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's my Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns at a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, affordable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your affordable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Americans have had freedom for so long, and most Americans were born into such docile times compared to the rest of history that we really have a blind spot for tyranny. We don't appreciate the American way, truth, justice, due process, the right to self-defense, private property, because we've had it so long, and we just think that's how the rest of the world is. Ladies and gentlemen, the Renaissance, the social contract that's 500 years old to try to build up humanity and try to believe in humanity and to try to empower the weak as well as the strong,
is something the West invented, and that's what made our modern world. That's now been hijacked by the technocrats, by the globalists, who say humans are ugly and bad for the earth and we need to be culled and dumbed down and put into subgroups that the elites dominate, manipulate, and command if we're even lucky enough to stay alive. And that's what COVID-19 is, a global UN revolution against free humanity, against your family, against prosperity, and against your future. If you don't stand up and fight, you deserve what you get.
There are a lot of reasons to get an Alex Jones plastic mask at InfoWarsStore.com. You can wear them out to political events. You can trigger libtards. But one of the biggest reasons is it's a great conversation starter at any costume party or at Halloween. But on top of that, they admit that wearing these masks does absolutely nothing to protect you from COVID-19 or anything else. It's total virtue signaling to show that you're prepared for the forced inoculations and contact tracing that they're openly announcing. It's an act of submission. It's an act of like putting a burqa on your head and bowing down. But a big reason to wear these is then into stores, when people ask you why you're wearing a Halloween mask, say it's just as useless as the stupid cloth mask that you're wearing. And the N95 mask only control what's coming in, not what's going out. So they, quote, spread COVID-19. They don't protect from it. So, again, it's a great way to throw it back in these control freaks' faces. You buy one for $9.95. You get four more free. They're at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Folks, we're going to take a look at what I think is a very important story here. It's not allowed for us to say this, but actually several people have now floated this idea. New American, others, medical experts are actually saying, is maybe the mask a disease vector? Is it actually a contributing factor in the spread of this? And we'll make the case that it is. We'll talk about that in just a moment. As Pelosi is now ordering mandatory mask wearing for all of the people in Congress. Oh, this is getting tough. The next thing you know, she's going to start applying the laws that they put on the rest of America to the other members of Congress. You know, like no insider trading, no perjury, a whole bunch of other things. This could be the start of something good if they start obeying rules imposed on us without any legal authority. So I don't know, but we'll talk about that as well. Before we get to that, I just want to remind you about our Christmas in July sale that is going to be ending tomorrow. These are the last 2 days of this Christmas in July special. And what is it? Well, it is free shipping, double Patriot points, 50 to 60% off, and many items are going to be selling out very soon. They may not make it to the end of the sale tomorrow. Here are the ones that are selling out quickly. BodEase, Living Defense, VasoBeat, vasodilator that is simply concentrated beet juice. I take that every day. Turbo Force, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. All your baseline vitamins and minerals in a drink mix. All those 50% off and selling out. Brain Force Plus is also on the list, 50% off. Ultra 12, our vitamin B12. DNA Force Plus, 50% off, big dollar savings. Winter Sun Plus, vitamin D, 50% off. Also, storable food is now back in stock and on short order. And the Alexa Pure Breeze air freshener, air filter, it's not a freshener. It filters out things. Actually, when it detects something, it changes. It's got a little wave on it that's very attractive. And it goes from blue and a silent speed fan. It picks up. You still don't really hear it, but it'll change color. It'll go to red if it's a lot of smoke in the kitchen or something like that. That's where we use it. And then as it starts to clear that out, you'll see it go purple. And then when it's all done, it'll go blue. Very attractive, very silent, very effective, and now $149, free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points, and don't forget the Privacy Pocket, one of our new products. Very thin, very effective. Matter of fact, I tried it out the other day with my phone, and you can't get a phone call when you've got that there, which means they cannot follow you and track you. It doesn't know where you are. Imagine that. Imagine that you walk around freely without your phone recording your every movement. And imagine that you're not irradiating yourself with it in your pocket either. Because it is also, you know, your phone is also a transmitter. So if you're going to keep that on your body, just for your own health, you ought to have it in a privacy pocket. You could call it a privacy and health pocket. All right, let's take a look at all that at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's take a look. Nancy Pelosi, again, capitalizing on the fear about Louis Gohmert. I don't think that he is ill. He had the test simply because he was going to be meeting with President Trump, and I think he was as surprised as everybody else. I hope that he is not sick. I hope that he gets better. But it could just be the test. It could be that this disease is not as serious as they tell us for somebody that doesn't have a lot of other comorbidities. I have a tragic story I might be able to get to of a lady whose mother just died at the age of 90. And one of the biggest tragedies of this was how she was treated by the hospital system and how the family was treated by the hospital system. You know, not only are they locking us down and taking every one of our liberties just like that, but they've also left us to die alone. They've shut down funerals. They've shut down marriages. They've shut down worship services. They've shut down all social activity. All this social distancing is antisocial behavior. Everything, whenever you see something that says social, socialism, it's all antisocial. These people use these labels, and they are exactly the opposite of what they say it is. Social media? It's anti-social media. Facebook is now deleting anti-mask groups. And now Fauci is saying, as part of this game of Simon Says, but it's now the game of Fauci Says. Fauci says, latest pronouncement from our emperor, masks are not enough. You should probably use eye shields too now, right? And I just imagine, now I'm just projecting here, but I'm going to predict that within 1 or 2 months, Fauci is going to tell us that we've got to wear long, pointy shoes like elves for social distancing. Go elf yourself is going to be the pronouncement from Fauci. Well, yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, we might as well do that, right? Why not? It's a masquerade ball. And no pronouncement, no matter how unscientific, no matter how counterproductive, no matter how absurd, if it comes from Fauci, Fauci says so. There you go. That's the new plague shoes. That will be, you've heard it here first. You start making these right now, your social distancing shoes, your Fauci elf shoes. So you can go elf yourself. if you got goggles or an eye shield, you should use it. You should use it. Yeah. Because we got to protect as many mucosal surfaces as possible. So why don't we start by shutting his mouth? And you know, when you look at these things, right? I mean, one of the big problems for people who wear glasses is that the masks fog up your glasses. of course, they don't work with beards either. But, you know, instead of goggles, maybe we should start calling them foggles. I hope you can see through the fog of war, because this is really what this is. It's a war against you in every aspect of your life, every one of your freedoms, a war against our country, our culture, our history, our livelihood, everything. Everything is being attacked by this SOB who is allowed to stay in place by President Trump. Meanwhile, as Fauci is saying that, the Dutch government says we will not advise people to wear masks. Amsterdam, the Dutch government on Wednesday said it will not advise the public to wear masks to slow the spread of coronavirus, said their effectiveness has not been proven. And of course, you know, we could also say that about the vaccines. What is proven is a 75-year-old hydroxychloroquine that Fauci's own organization within the NIH said 15 years ago in 2005 that it was very effective against all coronaviruses. And against the plague that we were faced with at the time. You may not have realized it because he didn't shut down the entire world. But they said it was effective as a preventative, which is what they're saying that the presumed vaccines, that's all they hope with the presumed vaccines, is that they're going to prevent you from getting it. But they're not therapeutic. Vaccines don't cure anything if they work. And But the HCQ, they said in 2005, Fauci's organization said it was both preventative and therapeutic. In other words, it would cure the problem, the coronavirus. But anyway, back to the mask. Because of a medical, this is a quote from the Dutch government. Because from a medical perspective, there is no proven effectiveness of masks, the cabinet has decided that there will be no national obligation for wearing non-medical masks. You know, that's the cloth masks, the bandanas, and that all that nonsense that we had. He argued that wearing masks incorrectly, together with worse adherence to social distancing rules, could increase the risk of transmitting the disease. He went on to say, so we think that if you're going to use masks in a public setting, then you must give good training for it. Now, that's important. That's important. We're going to talk about that in more detail here. Sweden also said the same thing. We see no point in wearing a mask, face mask. So the Netherlands, Sweden, Sweden's latest COVID-19 figures show that they have beaten this thing, by the way. On Tuesday, Sweden reported two new deaths. And if you look at their curve, it is like a typical bell curve. And remember when the Swedish epidemiologist said, well, all these people are saying we got to lock down everything in order to flatten the curve. He said, why would you want to make this prolonged? See, he's a doctor and he's an epidemiologist. He's not a politician. The politicians know why they want to make this prolonged. They know exactly why they want to make this prolonged. Scroll down and show the new daily deaths in Sweden. That's the one showing the daily new cases. Show the one below that. It's gone down to just two. All right. So the question when we come back, as the New American points out, this is a taboo question. This is a question that'll get you banned. But this is a question that needs to be asked, and we've got the answer. Are face masks actually spreading the coronavirus? We'll make the case that that is the case when we come back. Stay with us.
The BBC is state-run media in the UK, and they've come out with a detailed article that's linked on Infowars.com saying you will have to have forced inoculations multiple times a year to be able to travel. Robots will scan you when you land. You will have a digital tattoo under your skin to be able to enter the country, but it's going to be so easy and so cool and so fun. The Microsoft website now officially has announced the digital tattoo. We exposed this 6 months ago, how Bill Gates was funding it, and they had hundreds of news articles attacking us saying it wasn't true. This is a tactic they use. First they announce it, we say it's a bad idea, they say that's crazy, we didn't do it. They introduce the idea to you, then they come back and announce it again, thinking you have no memory. This is a criminal takeover. This is the line in the sand. We must say no. We must expose the fraud of COVID-19 that this entire house of evil is built on. I'm Alex Jones. Never surrender to tyranny. Infowars.com.
I'm really, really proud of the Dr. Jones Naturals Activated Charcoal, naturally fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste. And if you don't know what activated charcoal does, ladies and gentlemen, it naturally, in a clean way, strips away the toxins, the impurities, the plaque, and it doesn't damage the enamel. That's really important.
Support the InfoWar.
Buy it now at InfoWarsStore.com. Or go directly to DrJonesNaturals.com for an entire line of new cutting-edge products with the power to make your life better.
Support the InfoWar.
This cleans them up beautifully, does an incredible job, but doesn't damage your teeth. And it, I believe you're going to like this as much as the other toothpaste, maybe even more. Over a year ago, I tried charcoal toothpaste from a major brand and thought it was amazing. And I went to my dad and people said, I would like to put out a charcoal toothpaste that doesn't have all this silicate and all these fillers in it. Very strong toothpaste. You've never used anything like it. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. This is The David Knight Show.
All right. Welcome back. I said we're going to talk about the taboo question. This article from the New American. Taboo question, are face masks spreading the coronavirus? As censorship intensifies with a doctor's press conference largely scrubbed from the internet, we asked the question that is now only being allowed to be asked on the web in Siberia. Right, Selwyn Duke, a New American. Could face masks be actually spreading the virus? This was posed by an ex-Army surgical technician and biologist, J.H. Capron. Capron, a man trained in face mask hygiene and sterile techniques, strongly suspects that masks, when worn by the general population, become vectors for COVID-19. Let me repeat that. They're spreading it. They're spreading it. They're not protecting you. They're spreading it. Capron posits the theory that poor mask hygiene during the Spanish flu epidemic. Remember all these pictures that we had last week? Oh, look, see, during the Spanish flu, everybody wore masks. See, that's another way that this is like the Spanish flu. See, everybody wore cloth masks. Except that, you know, we've shown you that the demographics show that there was a big spike. When you break it down by age, the big spike for people who died from the 1918 Spanish flu, those under one and those over 80. Big spike there. Pretty much equally distributed, the rest of the deaths equally distributed by age. That's not the case for COVID-19. For COVID-19, you don't see any deaths until you get over 50. Then very small number of deaths. It goes up and then rapidly escalates exponentially as you get older. Something different is happening here. And that difference may be the way that people are being treated with this as well. Nevertheless, going back to 1918, he said in his opinion, poor mask hygiene during the Spanish flu epidemic made the face coverings fomites. In other words, objects that were harboring and transmitting pathogens and actually spreading the disease. He laments how people of today don't appear to understand the microscopic world any better than our World War I era forebears. And this was all over the news last week, all the pictures about 1918. They have always, Gates has been fantasizing and spreading the fear about a 1918-type pandemic. And so that's where everybody wants to go. Oh, it's 1918. Masks in 1918. And they didn't work then, they don't work now. Relating a common experience that he had while grocery shopping, he said, quote, here were people with face masks and nitrile gloves, their hands all over their face masks, pulling them up and down and rubbing their eyes. They played with their smartphones. They touched everything in the store. They acted as if they came from the planet Krypton. He said, this store is full of potential typhoid Marys. And Selwyn Duke refers to Anthony Fauci as his schizophrenic virus pronouncements. You know, back and forth. Oh, this, no, this. He can't make up his mind, but he's an expert, right? And we should all listen and bow to his pronouncements. His schizophrenic virus pronouncements instantly go viral, and they become articles of faith. Fauci also stated that face masks worn by the general public, once upon a time, just a couple of months ago, he said also, face masks worn by the general public are ineffective and pose the self-contamination problem. Later he said, well, I was lying because we didn't have enough face masks. We always had bandanas. We always had cloth masks, which are not effective. Not effective. And by the way, I'm going to talk to you about who is behind. When we come back, we'll finish this. More scientific evidence about this. But there's also a group that is out there. Hashtag masks for all. Talking about how we're going to help everybody do homemade masks. This is mask psychosis. The popular delusion of the mass. Masses of people about masks, and we're going to take that on, and we're going to tell you who this guy is. Oh, he's just a concerned citizen. I'm not so sure about that.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're just talking about the article. Actually, the article was American Thinker with comments by the New American. You can find this article on New American. Taboo question. Are face masks actually spreading the coronavirus? Yes, says an ex-Army surgical technician and biologist, J.H. Capron, who wrote the essay. He's talking about his experience in the grocery store where he sees people, you know, wearing these masks. They don't know what they're doing. They're not properly trained. I just reported to you how in the Netherlands, they said, we're not doing face masks because it's actually going to spread the disease if people aren't properly trained. And there's no evidence that they work. None whatsoever. Sweden said the same thing. And so is this Army surgical technician and biologist saying the same thing. He points out in June of 2018, before this became a political issue, it was not a political issue a couple months ago when Fauci said the same thing, quite frankly. But now it's a political issue, and it is a token of your compliance, and it is a psychological placeholder for your vaccine mandates as well. But in June of 2018, five researchers published a study titled The Spread of a Norovirus Surrogate via Reusable Grocery Bags in a Grocery Supermarket. In other words, bring your own bag type of thing. They used a viral surrogate, a virus that infected only bacteria, and they contaminated reusable bags with it and had volunteers shop at three grocery stores. The result, they demonstrated that the viral surrogate and the bacteria was spread throughout the stores with specific areas of high concentration. So now here we are in 2020, says the New American writer. He says, my concern is we may have virus-contaminated face masks being worn by people with absolutely no concept of face mask hygiene or viral contamination. And they are unwitting agents for spreading the pathogen. SARS-CoV-2, as they call it. I think I like COVID. I like COVID because COVID is kind of like a contraction of coronavirus and ID. Because, you know, the vaccine and the ID are, well, you could say CO, coronavirus, V, vaccine, and ID for, you know, the identification, because that's really what this is about. That's really what it's about. It's a little bit of a coronavirus so they can get the vaccine and the ID. So COVID is a perfect name for it, for the COVIDiots who want to go down this path. Anyway, the technical name for it is SARS-CoV-2. Has become more of a political than a medical issue. This is why doctors who question the efficacy of masks and other experts who have echoed what Capron was saying are ignored, while a man who has vowed to force all Americans to wear masks is the Democrat presidential nominee. That would be Biden. And Fauci gets to tell us next that we are going to be wearing some kind of glasses. Where did this all begin? Well, you know, the story about Masks for All. This is an organization started by a guy named Jeremy Howard. He's an Australian. He has a very interesting background. As they talk about this at their website, Masks for All, about us, they say, this is an all-volunteer organization. It has powered the movement for people and for governments to follow the overwhelming scientific evidence that shows that we need to wear homemade masks in public. Are you serious? Seriously? Yeah, the overwhelming evidence of all of this. And they say, well, you know, we started this back in March and so forth. We realized it was clear scientific evidence in March. They were smarter than Fauci. They started pushing this mask for all back then before Fauci did it. So that's why I'm saying, you know, Fauci is not the ultimate villain. He's the penultimate villain. You know, he's the guy who's taking orders from the globalists like Gates. And this guy, Jeremy Howard, who is he? Well, Jeremy Howard is a founding researcher at Fast AI. He's also a faculty member at the Singularity University. You know what that is? Singularity University is the people who are pushing transhumanism. Ray Kurzweil, you know, the guy that's now one of the major scientists at Google. The people pushing this idea that we are going to merge with machines. That's their singularity. And it's interesting that there is, Fauci and Francis Collins have come out as transhumanists as well. It was Francis Collins who got to his position as head of the NIH after his work at the Human Genome Project to try to sequence the human genome. And he left that project after they declared victory, not having identified a vast amount of the DNA. They call that junk DNA, which means they don't know what it is. It's junk science, really, if you say that you sequence the DNA and you don't understand what that stuff is. It's like, okay, the rest of it doesn't matter. We're done. Victory. All right, let's go to my next assignment, which is at the NIH, where I will start another project, and that is the Human Connectome Project, where he'll look at how information is passed around your brain with the idea, and this is what he said, well, we'll be able to reduce what you are. Okay, you are not a living soul in a body. No, you're just a collection of electrical signals that are bouncing around. And somehow, if we can get all those electrical signals, that's what you are. That's what you are. And so we can reproduce those electrical signals, and we can then beam you to Mars or wherever. You know, instant, beam me up, Scotty. Well, just beam up my connectome map. And then that will be me, and you can put me, transfer me into a body, some kind of a robot body, maybe even on another planet, and then I will live forever and be like God. These people are evil beyond belief. They've fallen for the oldest deception around. They may not believe in Satan, but they serve him. So this guy is a researcher at FastIA. He is a faculty member at Singularity. He's an Australian who has been a scientist at the University of San Francisco. All the usual things. And he was a young global leader with the World Economic Forum, Davos, the globalists. So he's just a volunteer in all of this. He's not a globalist. He doesn't have any agenda like transhumanism or depopulation or that kind of stuff. But he wants you to wear a mask, and he's got an organization to do that. And they want you to focus on specifically homemade masks. Well, let's talk just a second about the N95 masks, because, you know, I've got an article here from Vaxxer.com. The maker of the N95 respirator mask designed it for mining and for the construction industry. It filters out 95% of visible airborne dust particles, keeping them from entering the lungs. It has vents so that the wearers can exhale. Demolition crews use them. Concrete laborers use them. So do workers who sand floors, gypsum board walls, and plaster ceilings. Workers in other trades, such as electrical, plumbing, rough carpentry, and wood finishers, rarely wear masks. Why? Because they inhibit the flow of oxygen into the lungs while stifling the expulsion of waste in the form of carbon dioxide. Workers don't wear them because masks impede their work. Yeah, they choke you out. But you notice, 95%. 95% of the particles that are bigger than the virus particle. And doesn't get all of them. It gets 95% of them. And it has vents so that you can breathe. But, of course, now that some people have started to try to address the breathing issue, Delta is on it. And they are virtue signaling about this. A listener who works for Delta says now they're banning these N95 masks that have a valve on the front of them. They're banning them for the fabricated reason of it could make easier to transfer virus droplets to somebody else. That is absolute nonsense, but it's nonsense that's not only being pushed by Delta, but by Fox Business. See, this is all about, we talk about the particle sizes. It's not about the particle sizes, it's about droplets. Well, the droplets are not going to go through these vents, and the N95 masks have vents on them as well. And the cloth, homemade masks, no, they're about 97% passing everything. Not stopping it, but passing it.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
There are only a few days left to take advantage of the biggest InfoWars sale of 2020 so far. It is Christmas in July, and July ends this Friday. The longest we can run it is a few extra days until Sunday, because we are selling out of almost all of our best-selling products, and the supply chain is breaking down with many of our manufacturers, and so a lot of the reorders are held up months. In many cases, this could be the last chance you've got in the year 2020 to get these amazing products that empower you and your family's life and health, your immune systems, you name it, your stamina, your libido, your focus. But also, you know, funds the InfoWar and everything we're doing to save this republic from the clutches of the globalist and the New World Order. All of our best-selling items, 50% off, store-wide for shipping, double Patriot points. Take advantage of it right now while there's still time.
Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tubafors have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to, because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
look at how this is rolling out, of course, there's a Hollywood aspect to this. And as a matter of fact, I think we should let Disney explain this to us. Let's roll video clip number one. This is America
Buzz,
today.
Hey, Buzz, are you okay?
Gone! It's all gone. Oh, it's gone. Bye-bye. Woo, see ya.
See, lockdown even got the Buzz.
Minute you're defending the whole galaxy, and suddenly you find yourself sucking down Darjeeling with
Marie Antoinette and her little sister.
I think you've had enough tea for today. Let's get you out of here, Buzz.
Don't you get it? You see the hat? I am Mrs.
See the mask?
Nesbitt. Snap out of it, Buzz.
I'm sorry.
He's even got a face shield.
Right. I am just a little
You should be happy. You'll have us all dressing like Buzz.
I can get through this.
Oh, I'm a sham. Look at me. I can't even fly out of a window. The hat looked good. Tell me the hat looked good. The apron is a bit much.
Out the window, Buzz. You're a genius. Come on. This way.
Years of academy training waste.
That's right. We used to be a proud and free nation. And God is humbling us with that, isn't he? I mean, we are now sipping tea and thinking that we're Mrs. Nesbitt here. How did the hat look? Well, not as good as the mask, not as good as the bubble that he was in there. We're all going to have one of those soon. Matter of fact, you got all these people. There you are right there. You got your space suit. Major Hollywood studio is now ordering AI-driven face mask detection robots. That's right. Because they've got to get back to work. Producing, Fauci just isn't producing enough fantasy for us. So we've got to have some more Hollywood fantasy. And this is an article from Zero Hedge. Artificial Intelligence Technology Solutions. They don't want to say which studio it is because, you know, then they would. But they're putting this out, a press release. Showing a major studio in the Hollywood area whose name cannot be disclosed due to non-disclosure agreements, purchased two robotic observation security apparatus units. Oh, they've got a very nice little acronym for that. ROSA. ROSA. And this is not a rosy scenario, folks. Anyway, a wholly owned subsidiary, Robotic Assistance Devices. And they say this is an AI-driven security system, includes both human and vehicle detection and license plate recognition and complete integration with their software. See, it's the ultimate solution, surveillance. So I say, COVID, coronavirus, vaccine, identification. Disney World, you know, there's Buzz and and Woody would be happy about this. You know, Woody never had a gun as a sheriff. Just the dream of the left, right? And now, Buzz, he's also cool because he's wearing that bubble thing on his head all the time. Disney World has now banned eating and drinking. They did this about 7 days ago. This article came out. I didn't get to this yet. But what I thought was amazing was the happiest place on earth. And all the nagging rules that they're applying to people. Please bring your own face coverings and wear them at all times. Make them yourself. You know, just make it up. Because we're in fantasy land now, folks. And wait until you see Tomorrowland. It's not a happy place. Very dystopian. Please wear them at all times except when dining or swimming because you know you can't catch anything when you're eating. You're stuffing stuff in your mouth and you're swilling down liquids. You can't get sick doing that. Especially not the food that they're selling at Disney World. So it says, you may remove your face coverings while actively eating or drinking, but you should be stationary. Stationary. And you should maintain appropriate physical distancing. Previously, they allowed people to walk around while eating and drinking, and they discovered, unfortunately, that sales of food and drinks were going up and that people were using that as a quote-unquote loophole. Loophole. Yeah, we're going to have to design our own loopholes. That's why I was saying, you know, when you don't, you don't know what form these immunity passports and things are going to take. And so you can't prepare for that part of it right now. You don't really know how you're going to forge this or trick the system. But just be preparing yourself right now, mentally, ethically, and spiritually, that you have a right and a duty to do that. That's the preparation I'm talking about right now. Just understand that in the same way that you have a right and a duty to carry a firearm to protect yourself, you have a right and a duty to thwart this, and you better start looking at how you're going to set up an underground economy with people around you, because it's going to be a black market of freedom. Freedom will be banned, so freedom will exist in a black market. Freedom will only exist in the black market. So you start looking now at ways that you're going to get around these control and tracking tactics, because, I mean, just look at the way Disney is doing this. So, you know, don't eat your Mickey pretzels while you're strolling around. Guests are now asked to find safe spots 6 feet from other guests before removing their masks to eat and drink, and we've provided for you relaxation stations, and you can only go there into a relaxation station. Matter of fact, I had a listener in the Philippines send me some pictures of what's going on there. Looks kind of similar to a lot of the stuff that's happening here. He is an American who's been living in Philippines for more than 2 years. And so he said, here's a list of all the stupids that are being done down here. And he's got them listed, stupid number 1 through 8. And he sent pictures. Pull these pictures up, guys. So there's the entrance. So he says, when you enter the mall, you have to stand inside a little square for no less than 20 seconds, not 19 seconds, but 20 seconds or more. They spray this little piece of carpet in that square with a disinfectant, and it's supposed to remove coronavirus from your shoes. You have this picture right here. Next one, next stupid, is when you enter the mall, you have to drive over plywood with rags. And they spray the rags with disinfectant. This will remove the coronavirus from your vehicle's tires. Because, you know, this is the OCD virus that is out there, the obsessive compulsive virus. So even your tires could be spreading this. Number three, stupid number three, your tape measure. And that's the, we see that everywhere here, right? The little spots on the floor to keep you 6 feet apart. Stupid number four, he says, plastic is a big problem, says the Philippine government. And so they've got all kinds of laws against plastic. You can't have plastic bags given to you 4 out of 7 days a week by law. Yet look at all the plastic everywhere. You got plastic divider, a plastic tray, plastic gloves, a plastic visor over the face mask. Has anybody explained to them that bacteria and viruses accumulate on these surfaces? Well, I just explained that, how it accumulates on your mask as well. He goes inside. You see a once bustling seaside eatery where you could never find a chair before is now closed. El Permanente. All these businesses are closed forever. All the employees who worked here are out of work. Oh, and in the Philippines, there is no stimulus check or unemployment. Only 25 people are allowed in the market at a time. Not 26, not 24, 25. Exactly 25. And you will sit in your chair and wait for a turn to buy your groceries. And all entrances into the department store are closed except one, because you can't have multiple entrances during a scamdemic. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Reasons that the globalists launch this planetary lockdown. But the number one reason is it serves every one of their purposes. We've gone over those purposes many times here on air. The cashless society, the surveillance system, global government, medical tyranny, forced inoculation. But the most important facet is it teaches us that we are obsolete, that we are non-essential as we begin to witness automation, computers, and robots take over the jobs that people once had by design. This isn't like it's some advancement that we just fell into. It's been pre-planned, organized globally, and it's extremely predatory. And through governmental actuaries and tax programs and regulations, the central banks that control it all are able to pick the winners and the losers and consolidate power. This is the truest form of technocracy, fascism.
States cracking down on social gatherings, says CNN, because Fauci says if we don't, we'll see further surges in coronavirus positives, because they're only ramping up the testing, and because the tests have been designed at the Wuhan lab, it turns out, to be completely fraudulent. They cook the whole thing up offshore in a communist dictatorship with Fauci, Bill Gates, and the Chi-Coms to be directed by the UN as a giant planetary power grab. And now it's all over the news that indeed Bill Gates has developed digital tattoos under your skin, and so is Google, and they're deploying them at the airports next year where you'll have to have it to be able to travel, oh, and then soon to leave your house or go in a grocery store, and the contact tracers work for Bill and Melinda Gates and the Clintons, and they're going to come to your house and make sure you're inoculated. Yes, we're now inside the mark of the beast. Resist or be enslaved.
There are only a few days left to take advantage of the biggest InfoWars sale of 2020 so far. It is Christmas in July, and July ends this Friday. The longest we can run it is a few extra days until Sunday, because we are selling out of almost all of our best-selling products, and the supply chain is breaking down with many of our manufacturers, and so a lot of the reorders are held up months. In many cases, this could be the last chance you've got in the year 2020 to get these amazing products that empower you and your family's life and health, your immune systems, you name it, your stamina, your libido, your focus, but also, you know, funds the InfoWar and everything we're doing to save this republic from the clutches of the globalist and the New World Order. All of our best-selling items, 50% off, store it for shipping, double Patriot points. Take advantage of it right now while there's still time.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. The power of the First Amendment. It's the David Knight Show.
That's right, day 136 of our captivity, and there's no end in sight. We've now had, after we had a statewide order put in for a mask mandate by the Ohio governor a couple of days ago, we've now had the Department of Health in Ohio ban hydroxychloroquine like it's crack cocaine. As Tucker Carlson pointed out, he said, we've now got the censorship of doctors. That's the way Breitbart summarizes it. Actually, it's the censorship of information. It's the censorship of science. It's the control of doctors, the control of patients, the control of people by censoring the information. And by the way, you know, as I pointed out earlier, Facebook is now taking down any groups that they think are anti-mask, talking about it, organizing it, and so forth. So, you know, continue to organize. Do it personally. You don't have to do things on the Internet. We are going to find out soon that the Internet is not going to be available to anybody. It's going to be a trap. Admiral Akbar, it's a trap. It always was a trap. And now you're going to, if you want to organize for the time being, organize on places like Parler or Gab or I think it's another one, Twitch. I haven't used that. But, you know, the way Tucker Carlson put it, he says if population remains terrified, Democrats will have more power in January, of course. It's all about politics, folks. He said, and Breitbart posted a video of a group of physicians giving a press conference about the medical advances in fighting against COVID. 17 million people saw the video. The president retweeted it, and it enraged Democrats. And so they pulled it off the Internet. 15 years ago, that would have been absurd. You couldn't have done it. This is America. You weren't allowed to ban a news story because it might hurt your candidate's poll numbers. While the rest of us were sleeping, or in case of so many of our senators taking payoffs from Google, and I would also say, well, he can't say this because it's on Fox News, big pharmaceutical companies, a tiny number of left-wing corporations took virtual complete control of all news and information in this country. Now, if Democrats want to erase a politically inconvenient news story fewer than 100 days before an election, they can do it. And one of the things that he played on his clip was from the black female doctor, the migrant, that they have now vilified personally. Let me tell you why they hate her so much. Listen to this quote. She said she had the audacity. There she is. She had the audacity to say, this is Dr. Emanuel, said, my message to Dr. Fauci is, when was the last time you put a stethoscope on a patient? Well, probably been more than 35 years, if ever. He probably did it in his internship and hasn't done it since. He's been a bureaucrat ever since. She said that when you start seeing patients like we see on a daily basis, you will understand the frustration that we feel. You need to start feeling for American people like we, the frontline doctors, feel. I need to start realizing that. You need to start realizing they're listening to you. And if they're going to you, you've got to give them a message of hope. But actually, this is the message that, get video clip number four. This is the message that Fauci has. Not a message of hope, a message of more fear, a message of more control, a message of more submission. Video clip number four.
I think we're going to get to a point where eye protection is recommended.
You know, it might. I mean, if you really want perfect protection of your mucosal surfaces, just for your audience, Jen, as you very well know, you have mucosa in the nose, mucosa in the mouth, but you also have mucosa in the eye. And that's one of the things that, you know, theoretically, you should protect all the mucosal surfaces. So if you have goggles or an eye or an eye shield, you should use it. I mean, it's not universally recommended, but if you really want to be complete, you should probably use it if you can. It's just that it's so easy for people to just make a cloth mask.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I have to look at the numbers here. And, you know, we've seen how this is going here for you. It goes from the, it's a good idea to like, it's now the law. And now we're going to get violent with you if you don't follow our orders. That's where this guy is. And so yesterday you had President Trump in a press conference because now hydroxychloroquine, you know, Tucker Carlson was saying, can you imagine 15 years ago that you had everybody on the internet, a situation that touted itself as being the free speech part of the free speech party. Everything is free. Speech is free. It's free to use. Come on in. Come on in. Rope-a-dope, right? You couldn't imagine. These people have been specifically given legal protection. You're not publishing this stuff. You're just the public square. They say our business model is to be the digital public square. But since we own the public square, we will tell you what you can and cannot say now. That's why President Trump has come out and said, well, you know, that Section 230 thing, that cuts that way. You're not going to be able to use that for immunity if you're going to become a curator, a editor of this, and a producer of information, of disinformation, a producer of control. And so Tucker Carlson said, you know, nobody could imagine 15 years ago they would have shut down something like this. Nobody could have imagined over the last 75 years that a drug that had been around for 75 years like hydroxychloroquine would be banned just like that by a Department of Health. See, this is why I've talked about the war on drugs for so long. Where did the war on drugs come from? It came from the UN. Where's all this stuff coming from? It's a globalist agenda as well. The UN created the four schedules for the War on Drugs, that Nixon called it, in 1971, but it was produced in 1961 by the United Nations. Richard Nixon, and no president since, Republican or Democrat, who have all pushed through this, none of them have had any connection whatsoever to the Constitution. None of them. None of them. We had to have a constitutional amendment to prohibit alcohol. Why? Because the Constitution is very clear that if they don't have the specific power delegated to them for that, they don't have it. They can't presume it. They can't usurp it. And so the 10th Amendment, the 9th Amendment, prohibited the prohibition of alcohol. So they created the 18th Amendment to prohibit it. They had respect for the Constitution, even though the policy was wrong. And they realized that. And with the 21st Amendment, they ended alcohol prohibition. But now we have a UN agenda that was just put in by a president. And because we've allowed that to stand, now we're at the point where a public health department in a state can say, well, now a drug that's been used very effectively, as a matter of fact, 15 years ago, Fauci's own department said that for coronaviruses, for that particular SARS, for the swine flu of 2005, that it was the best treatment for preventing and for curing coronavirus. And now it's just been prohibited by some new bureaucrats for purely political reasons. So here's President Trump at a press briefing. He ends it immediately after he defends the hydroxychloroquine doctor that you just saw there that I just quoted, saying, you know, when's the last time Fauci ever saw a patient? Does he have any connection with people? No, he doesn't. His whole purpose, his whole mission is to break social connections between people. Here's President Trump, video clip number three.
The woman that you said is a great doctor in that video that you retweeted last night said that masks don't work and there is a cure for COVID-19, both of which health experts say is not true. She's also made videos saying that doctors make medicine using DNA from aliens and that they're trying to create a vaccine to make you immune from becoming religious.
Well, maybe it's the same, maybe it's not, but I can tell you this. She was on air along with many other doctors. They were big fans of hydroxychloroquine, and I thought she was very impressive in the sense that from where she came, I don't know which country she comes from, but she said that she's had tremendous success with hundreds of different patients, and I thought her voice was an important voice, but I know nothing about her. Thank you very much, everybody.
Do you know that your health expert, Dr. Fauci, said the same thing about hydroxychloroquine? Oh. Does he believe in alien DNA? Do Crick and Watson believe in alien DNA, as I said yesterday? That doesn't change a couple of dozen countries' studies of 105,000 patients. It doesn't say that, and whose business is it of this officious little reporter? Is she a doctor? Is Gates a doctor? Is Fauci elected? Who gives them the right to tell us what medicine we can take?
There are a lot of reasons to get an Alex Jones plastic mask at InfoWarsStore.com. You can wear them out to political events. You can trigger libtards. But one of the biggest reasons is it's a great conversation starter at any costume party or at Halloween. But on top of that, they admit that wearing these masks does absolutely nothing to protect you from COVID-19 or anything else. It's total virtue signaling to show that you're prepared for the forced inoculations and contact tracing that they're openly announcing. It's an act of submission. It's an act of like putting a burqa on your head and bowing down. But a big reason to wear these is then into stores, when people ask you why you're wearing a Halloween mask, say it's just as useless as the stupid cloth mask that you're wearing. And the M95 mask only control what's coming in, not what's going out. So they, quote, spread COVID-19. They don't protect from it. So, again, it's a great way to throw it back in these control freaks' faces. You buy one for $9.95. You get four more free. They're at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
There are only a few days left to take advantage of the biggest InfoWars sale of 2020 so far. It is Christmas in July, and July ends this Friday. The longest we can run it is a few extra days until Sunday, because we are selling out of almost all of our best-selling products, and the supply chain is breaking down with many of our manufacturers, and so a lot of the reorders are held up months. In many cases, this could be the last chance you've got in the year 2020 to get these amazing products that empower you and your family's life and health, your immune systems, you name it, your stamina, your libido, your focus, but also, you know, funds the InfoWar and everything we're doing to save this republic from the clutches of the globalist and the New World Order. All of our best-selling items, 50% off, store-wide for shipping, double Patriot points. Take advantage of it right now while there's still time.
One of the best nutrients nature has provided, beetroot, has been used for hundreds of years in natural medicine. Now you can experience the power of this ingredient today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life. Guaranteed to be the next addition to your daily routine, Vasobeat is the most concentrated liquid beet extract on the market, fully utilizing the heart-healthy nitrates and antioxidants to support your mind and body. Vasobeat is great for anyone looking to support healthy living or athletic performance. So check out one of the most incredible ingredients today with Bassobeed from InfoWars Life.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too, at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Herman Cain has just died, and this is being put out by many in the media as proof that we have to stay locked down. And as tragic as it is that Herman Cain has died, many questions remain. How was he treated? Was he given hydroxychloroquine? Was he given remdesivir? Was he put on a ventilator? We don't know any of this information. Instead, his case will be used by all these people who were cheering when they found out that there was somebody that had tested positive who had been at CPAC. Did we see anybody die from that situation? We had a couple of senators who were quarantined. I think it's Ted Cruz is quarantined. Many others were quarantined for a while. Rand Paul actually had it, survived, even though he had other issues, but he's not. Herman Cain was 74, 75 years old. And what we have seen, let's understand, you know, we got Fauci always saying, well, we got to, the numbers are going to tell us what to do about this thing. Well, the numbers have told us a lot of things. The numbers have told us that now the case fatality rate, after they quit suppressing the denominator by saying, well, we don't have that many cases, but look at all the different fatalities we have, and they got an astronomical number of positive cases. As a matter of fact, we had somebody, and I'm going to talk about this coming up, out of Utah, that did their own, funded their own study, and they found out that the number of cases there were three times what the public health department there in Utah was reporting. Therefore, the case fatality rate was one-third of what the people were reporting, and it was down to where the typical flu was. And we have people who die from the flu all the time. We have people who die from all types of things all the time. As even the CDC, with its inflated numbers, tell us that it's about 6% of the people. 6% of the deaths, which means you've got a 94% chance of dying from something else. But when we look at this particular case, as I pointed out earlier, comparing it to 1918, which they always like to do, with 1918, the vast demographics were people who were under 1 year old and over 80 years old who died.
And it was, came true. He was on a ventilator. On a ventilator, and they're now saying it was coronavirus with no proof.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, they assume that if you put somebody on a ventilator, 80% of the people who are put on a ventilator die. And we've had a lot of people come forward talking about how dangerous that is. And probably he was, if they put him on a ventilator, they probably were following the other standard of care from Fauci, which was remdesivir. And as I've said before, there is no balm in that Gilead drug. Fauci has pimped that drug, remdesivir, for AIDS. He's pimped it for Ebola. And now, after he suppressed a negative study that was on the WHO report for just a couple of hours, he took that down, and within a week, he put out his unverified study and pronounced it, immediately pronounced it as the standard of care. Why? Because it is so incredibly expensive. This is politics, and this is big pharmaceutical corruption. And quite frankly, you know, Fox will talk about the political aspect of this, but they will not talk about the pharmaceutical corruption aspect of this. And so very sorry to see Herman Cain die. I just had another listener who told me about their 90-year-old mother and how she was taken away. And, she's got coronavirus, and they did all this to her. And the saddest thing, too, well, not the saddest thing is that she died, but it was also incredibly sad how they kept the family away from her as she was dying. To make people die by themselves, just like they won't allow us to see each other in any way possible. But when we look at the case fatality rates of this, it is now at the level of flu. As a matter of fact, the Texas Department of Health told us that it was a third to a quarter of what the flu case fatality rates were the last 2 years. And their current statistics show that fewer people are dying from COVID than are dying from the flu. And again, this is something that is very different, but it is focused towards and highly skewed towards people who are elderly. Virtually nobody under the age of 50, statistically 0% of people who get it die under the age of 50. And then it starts to go up rapidly, exponentially. And just, you know, don't forget that our life expectancy here in the United States, on average, people die at the age of 79. So it doesn't make it any less tragic for Herman Cain or his family. Sorry to see him go, but yes, he was on a ventilator. And that in and of itself should tell you something about this. You know, when you look at the way people are pushing back against this, we have had over 1,000 people, several thousand people, as a matter of fact, take to the beach in California saying we need to open up our churches. And I think that is the perfect example of protesting this, because the idea that the beaches would be open, and of course the government doesn't like the fact that the beaches are open in California, but the fact that the beaches are open and the churches are closed, this article, more than 1,000 gather on the California beach to worship, more than 1,000 worshipers on Sunday evening to protest the state's latest lockdown order. Some of them were pointing out, they said, quote, worship is a core part of a Christ follower's life. We want to gather. We want to worship. This is a perfect venue to do so. And as some of them told NBC7, it's such a double standard. You have protesters who can go out into gatherings like this and nothing is spoken about. If anything, it's praised. But we're not allowed to gather in a church on Sunday. A musician who attended and tweeted a video of his son being baptized in the Pacific Ocean during the event. Is that the video you guys are playing right there in B-roll? Okay, that's what they're doing right there. And you know, I looked at that and I thought, yeah, just forget the building. You don't need the building. There's nothing magic about the building. There's some beautiful cathedrals in Europe, but you don't need the building. The church is the people, right? So get out on the beach. As a matter of fact, that's where the people are. And then I started reading this article and they had a quote from, they said the state officials estimated there were 5,000 people on the beach in San Diego. So yeah, you know, at least 1,000 of them were part of this church group. In this article, report from the Orange County Register, two people, Parker and Jesse Green, said they started a group called Saturate Orange County, Saturate OC. They moved from New York City in 2016 after Jesse claimed to have had a vision of performing baptisms in the ocean off Huntington Beach, California. Said, we've taken the last year to prepare for this event. We had no idea that we would do it in the middle of a pandemic when the church buildings were closed. But that's just the way that it turned out. They said since the movement began July 3rd, hundreds have been meeting each week on Orange County beaches for revival, baptism, worship, despite resistance from local authorities. The city government of Huntington Beach ordered the event to be canceled. They said they hadn't obtained the requisite permits. But he replied, you can't cancel Jesus. And they did it anyway. See, that's the issue here, folks. And that's the bottom takeaway from Herman Cain's death. You know, Herman Cain, all reports a Christian. He's minister, pastor. But the bottom line is, we're all going to die. You heard that here first. We're all going to die. Even according to the inflated statistics of the CDC, 94% of you and us, we, me, a likely 94% chance we're going to die from something besides COVID-19. And so the question ought to be for you, then what? Then what? What does that mean? What does that mean to you? Maybe you're holding out for the transhumanist revolution coming from Fauci and Collins and Ray Kurzweil. I wouldn't bet my money on that. There's sure bets than that. And quite frankly, it doesn't take a giant leap of faith to understand the Christian faith. It is very rational, very logical, and it can stand up to scrutiny. Absolutely can. So you should start thinking about that. That's one of the things that should come out of this. One of the other things that should come out of it is to start thinking about other aspects of your life and reorganizing your life. Life is short, comes at you quickly, and so does death. And so I was very sorry to see that happen to Herman Cain. But the bottom line is that that moment is coming for each and every one of us. Not every one of our deaths will be used for political purposes like Herman Cain's is being used right now. And I'm sorry to see that. I imagine he would have been sorry to see it being used for that purpose as well by everybody from Fox News to CNN. Before we go to break, I just want to remind you about our products. Our Christmas in July sale is going to be ending tomorrow. The end of July is tomorrow. Amazing how quickly it's come. But it's, I don't know. On the other hand, it seems like this is taking forever because of this lockdown. Nevertheless, July is coming to a close, and so is this sale. We have 50 to 60% off, free shipping, and double Patriot points. Patriot points is something you get whenever you buy something at InfoWarsStore.com. Get you discounts in the future. We've doubled that. We've got several of our most popular items that are about sold out, and they may be sold out before the sale ends tomorrow. Bod Ease, Living Defense, VasoBeat, Turbo Force, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, all of that is selling out, but all of that is 50% off, free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points. We have Storable Food now back in stock. We have Brain Force Plus, DNA Force Plus, Winter Sun, Vitamin D, all that available. InfoWarsStore.com.
Where the hell did this water come from?
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Imagine telling someone just a year ago that in the middle of 2020, the Democrats, as well as many Republican leaders, would be calling for the United Nations WHO edict that all Americans wear masks be a, quote, federal order and mandate. Totally unconstitutional, annihilating states' rights. Think about that. A woman can kill her baby. We pay for illegal aliens' health care. But you've got to wear a mask for a virus that killed 20-plus times less than what they said, even if you believe the official story. This is about the WHO, the globalists, testing their power through the media over the federal government to set policy in the United States. This is our punishment for not going with the carbon taxes and the Paris Accord and all of it. And by the way, they admit that. They say, now your carbon's down one way or another, you stupid Americans.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Decoding the mainstream propaganda. It's The David Knight Show.
you know, Herman Cain, who just died in this article, you know, they're talking about his life, and he had, about 15 years ago, he had a bout of colon cancer. He was in the hospital for about a month. They put him on a ventilator. About 80% of the people who are put on ventilators die. But it is the standard of care, along with remdesivir, which, according to one study, actually increased the death rate. That was the one that Fauci had that study taken down, put up his study, showing that the death rate was the same, but claiming in a very small sample that it, the people who survived, had got better 30% faster. So that became the standard of care, as they are now banning hydroxychloroquine everywhere by health bureaucrats. Not just talking about it, but in Ohio, they actually banned it. So, yeah, be very careful. If any of you, especially if you're elderly like Herman Cain, 74, 75 years old, you make sure that you get to somebody. Because ultimately, folks, this is not a matter that needs to be decided by the government, by the news reporters who are hectoring President Trump about that. It should be decided by doctors. And quite frankly, it doesn't really matter what this Dr. Emanuel's ideas are about religion or anything else. It's absolutely irrelevant. She's been working with patients. They don't question what she had to say about that. They engage in character assassination of a black female immigrant. And they have mocked her incessantly because she said, well, when's the last time you examined a patient, Fauci? It's all about that. So instead of debunking her religious beliefs, which I don't endorse, then why don't you debunk what she had to say? Did she really treat and cure 350 patients with hydroxychloroquine? That is the issue. It's also the issue. About 105,000 patients in two dozen countries in a meta study. And they showed that they had a recovery rate that was three times better than any other treatment. And it's not just hydroxychloroquine. It was hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin for secondary infections, and zinc, an antiviral. All of those together. And so now we're prohibiting that. Why? Because we have to keep this locked down. And one of the things that Herman Cain said, he said, we have a war on our moral fiber. This is when he was running for president. Yeah, now we've got a war on every aspect of our society. It's an economic war against us. It's a sanction. It's a war on our moral fiber. It's a war on our very existence. It is a war on our choice. Again, if you want to go to a doctor that prescribes remdesivir and ventilators, that's your choice. If you want to go to a doctor that prescribes hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin and zinc, that should also be your choice. That should not be the choice of CNN. It should not be the choice of Biden. It should not be the choice of Fauci. It should be your choice. Your choice. I'm pro-choice on everything except killing babies. The Democrats are only pro-choice on killing babies. They don't want you to have a say-so about your child's education, about their vaccines, or the vaccine schedule even. They don't want you to have a choice about what you eat or drink. As a matter of fact, if they take that right away, then they can force you. They can force medication, force treatments, force feed you. You will be their slave. But Herman Cain said, we have a war on our moral fiber. We will not allow the godless few to destroy our moral foundation. Will we allow the lawless few? Will we allow these unelected health bureaucrats to regulate us without representation, without authority? That's the key thing, authority. Yeah, we got a lot of Christians. We got to obey authority. What is the authority? In this country, the authority is the Constitution, and these people don't have authority. You have no obligation to obey them. Stop obeying Fauci, all of you, and get rid of any of these politicians, and they're politicians. Get rid of any of these politicians who do obey Fauci. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk a little bit about what the new trend in schools.
Another part of the Great Awakening that's taking place is people that haven't even been religious or Christian now see how evil is out in the open, how hundreds of churches have been burned in Europe and the U.S. Hundreds of Christian icons have been burned, destroyed. Jesuses have had their heads cut off all over the country, all over the Philippines, all over Europe. Virgin Marys are getting torn down. I mean, crosses are being torn down. It's absolutely out of control, but people now understand that evil was always real. It is spiritual, and it was just waiting to make its move, building beneath the surface, and now it's emerged. That's why when I ask listeners and viewers for your prayer, I mean it. I'm praying for America. I'm praying for you. And I know the power of prayer is real and God hears it. We need to come together and pray for an even greater awakening. Pray for Donald Trump to be protected. Pray for him to win in a landslide. And pray for the people under deception of the globalists to awaken and join us in liberty and freedom. God bless you all. Please pray for InfoWars as well.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we have an article here from Reason Magazine saying that the teachers union in L.A., the United Teachers Los Angeles, that teachers union wants a lot of preconditions before they go back to work. And I just reported yesterday that the Classroom Teachers Association, the second largest teachers union in the country, with millions of members, said that we will support any teachers who go on strike, who don't want to go back, and we want to start striking. It's like, oh, fine. You know, President Trump said, fine. If you don't want to go back to school, that's fine. But you should not be paid to stay home. And I agree with that. As a matter of fact, I think that I think we need to get rid of government schools altogether. And as I pointed out yesterday when I was responding briefly, because I did it at the end of a segment to somebody writing me and asking me for recommendations. I'm going to get back to you directly, but I thought, let me just say some of the things that we've seen people use. Not necessarily what we've used, because this is not a one-size-fits-all. Every child is different. That's one of the biggest problems with the institutionalization of education. See, schools do not equal education. They don't. They're two different things. You don't need a school to get educated, and you can go to a school and not be educated, right? So they're two separate things, and we've got to, first of all, in our understanding, break that link, free ourselves from that imposed way of thinking, that orthodoxy. And so when we look at the teachers who are saying, well, we don't want to go back, we're afraid for our health, fine, we'll hold a gun to your head and force you to go back there. I welcome you staying home, and we can find other ways to educate our children that would be much better than the government schools. Interesting thing is really that as we look at how the schools have been taken over by the radical left, understand that it was really initially a tool by conservatives who said, we're going to have a common orthodoxy. We want to have schools because we want to educate people to be good citizens. And the problem is that we got hoisted by our own petard. Now, a lot of the people who, that was the grassroots that were looking at that. That was what they told the grassroots. It has always been the social planners, the utopian communists that have always pushed the institution of schooling. Going back to the middle 1800s, as I pointed out yesterday, the utopian communes in America, at Oneida, at New Harmony, and other places, failed in their socialist communist experiments. And they were basically modeled on Plato's Republic. Many of them had common marriage, where there was no nuclear family. The Marxists don't want nuclear families. It's nothing new. It goes back to Plato. It is the lifeblood of the state if you can eliminate the family. If you can eliminate the family, you can eliminate the church, you can eliminate these other institutions that are there. Then the only thing left standing is the government, and that empowers these politicians. That was always the plan. Always a plan, going back to Plato's Republic. So in Plato's Republic, nobody would know who their parents were because of the promiscuity, kind of like these utopian communes in America. And then they would be raised by the, let's see, what we call, oh yeah, the village. Remember Hillary Clinton, it takes a village? She's of that same ilk, the communists. They call themselves progressives. Community organizer, whatever. I mean, they got so many different, they keep changing their name because as soon as somebody thinks, oh yeah, that's what you're about. Okay, let's change the name again, right? They come up with another alias. because they're con men, right? Criminals are always changing their names. That's why the left and the progressives and the communists and the socialists have so many different aliases, because they're criminals. They don't want you to know who they are. And so it's always been about that, about the community raising the children, not about families raising the children. And that's really the essence of what's going on here. But when we look at this, the teachers union in L.A., as Reason Magazine points out, they want wealth taxes. These are their conditions before they go back to work. They're not concerned about health. See, this is not about health. This is about a political movement. Oh, we can't go back to the schools because, you know, coronavirus. Well, you need to open up the schools again. All right, well, here's what we want. Now, they're not saying we want face masks or eye shields, or vaccines to get back in. No. They want wealth taxes, charter school bans, and Medicare for all before the schools can reopen. That's what they want. Because this pandemic is about establishing communism. Universal basic income. Eradication of the middle class. Eradication of churches. Control of your movements. Watching everything that you do, right? The social credit, the social media, the social scores and everything. That's what this is really about. And then they have an interesting article on Reason Today about pandemic pods. And when I look at this, I'm not a big fan of that term, quite frankly. I think they could have come up with a better, term. They say, well, you know, we look at this, it's a big mess, a lot of people are on the fence about a lot of different things, our school hasn't given us any idea of what they're going for, they've got potential plans, but they said, what do we do about this? There's a health risk, should we keep them at home? What about socialization? Oh yeah, socialization, that's out the window, right? That was always the big objection that everybody had. What do you do with your kids, your homeschool kids, you know, socialization? Yeah, there's ways to do that. You know, this church with my daughter, we did co-op, by the way. I'd recommend that to anybody. That worked out really well. Homeschool co-ops, they're all over the place now. Homeschooling has been increasing exponentially even before this pandemic. And with a homeschool co-op, you get parents together and you take, each parent will pick a subject and teach it. And so, you know, you don't have to cover all of the bases, and you can get somebody who likes a particular subject or is good at it or whatever. They can take that and have a regular classes once a week. They get together, and it helps the kids to get to know each other as well. That's something you might want to think about. So should we homeschool? Should we unschool? As I said yesterday, that was our choice, to unschool. We didn't want to try to recreate school at home. A lot of people, when they first try to do this, they set this up. Okay, Sally, I'm going to set you on the desk, and I'm going to stand here like a teacher, and I'm going to lecture you. And that really doesn't work. Not for you, not for the child, right? That system doesn't really educate children very well, and it is a factory-style system, and we don't need to reproduce that at home. And so we basically went the opposite direction. There's a lot of really good curriculums, as I pointed out yesterday, and depending on what you want to do with your children and on their personality, different curriculums are going to fit you better. You know, you might try there's a lot of different ways to teach math. Avoid the Common Core stuff from Bill Gates. But other than that, there's still different approaches to taking that. And just try one and see how it works with your kid. If it doesn't click, try something else. You have the freedom to do that. And all the children are different. All of our children were different from each other. And you're going to see that your mileage varies with that. So. What they're talking about with the pandemic pods, they said, well, this went from an idea that was, oh, isn't that interesting, to something that was ubiquitous in about 72 hours. They define a pod as a small group of families who approve of each other's quarantining habits and whose kids will spend the next few weeks, months, or who knows how long learning together away from the schoolhouse. And so they're basically just creating little independent schools to teach people, because there's nothing magic about the government running the school. As a matter of fact, as I said yesterday, if you want to know how dangerous that is, read some of the essays from R.L. Dabney, D-A-B-N-E-Y, R.L. Dabney, about the dangers of government education and how it is not possible. You know, when you look at what is education for your kids, that is the first thing. You have to think about what it is that you want to produce. Now, the government has a particular character in mind, and you can see those characters on the streets of Portland That's their model product. That's what they want to produce. They don't always do it, but that's their goal. You, on the other hand, might have a different goal. You might want to produce a child that has moral character, understanding, the ability to think critically. And so you work back from your goal and you start to try to find things that are going to reinforce that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The BBC is state-run media in the UK, and they've come out with a detailed article that's linked on Infowars.com saying you will have to have forced inoculations multiple times a year to be able to travel. Robots will scan you when you land. You will have a digital tattoo under your skin to be able to enter the country, but it's going to be so easy and so cool and so fun. The Microsoft website now officially has announced the digital tattoo. We exposed this 6 months ago, how Bill Gates was funding it, and they had hundreds of news articles attacking and saying it wasn't true. This is a tactic they use. First they announce it, we say it's a bad idea, they say that's crazy, we didn't do it. They introduce the idea to you, then they come back and announce it again, thinking you have no memory. This is a criminal takeover. This is the line in the sand. We must say no. We must expose the fraud of COVID-19 that this entire house of evil is built on. I'm Alex Jones. Never surrender to tyranny. Infowars.com.
There are only a few days left to take advantage of the biggest Infowars sale of 2020 so far. It is Christmas in July, and July ends this Friday. The longest we can run it is a few extra days until Sunday, because we are selling out of almost all of our best-selling products, and the supply chain is breaking down with many of our manufacturers, and so a lot of the reorders are held up months. In many cases, this could be the last chance you've got in the year 2020 to get these amazing products that empower you and your family's life and health, your immune systems, you name it, your stamina, your libido, your focus, but also, you know, funds the InfoWar and everything we're doing to save this republic from the clutches of the globalist and the New World Order. All of our best-selling items, 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. Take advantage of it right now while there's still time. A lot of you are probably already very familiar with these terms I'm about to introduce, but some folks aren't. So for those that aren't, here they are. Activated charcoal. And then another term, enamel safe. Activated charcoal is the fastest growing type of toothpaste for a good reason. It really, really works. Well, we've come up with the best activated charcoal toothpaste with no fillers, the cleanest type, the highest quality, with a bunch of high quality essential oils and other ingredients known and documented to do amazing things for your oral hygiene and your overall health in your mouth. That's so critical, and it makes your teeth look really white and really, really clean, and it's good for your gums. But on top of that, it doesn't have any ingredients that are known to hurt enamel. I've gone out before and gotten toothpaste that really made my teeth clean, but eroded enamel up the top. So I got into really safe, healthy types of toothpaste, and that's what this is. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
I looked. In January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went to VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
we're talking about pod pandemics. It sounds like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. But it's a chance for you to snatch your kids out of the jaws of a destructive system. A system that was, whether you realize it or not, was a threat to your child's health before this. And even more importantly, a threat to their minds and to their spirits. And it's time to get them out. So they're talking about the fact that, you know, these are people that approve of each other's quarantining, their hygiene, exactly. And so they get together and do schooling together collectively. Of course, as I said, you can do homeschool co-ops. It remains to be seen whether or not the homeschool co-ops have been co-opted by the fear of Fauci. There's some sign that many of them have. But we will see what happens. As I was saying, you know, when you talk about your child's education, this is a great opportunity, frankly, that has been presented to us to overrule this system that has been put in place. It was absolutely unthinkable when I was a child to be homeschooled. I remember when I first went to the Libertarian Party that Carl Hess, who was the speechwriter for Barry Goldwater, was one of the founders of the Libertarian Party in the early days. And he was a guy who wrote Extremism in Pursuit of Liberty is No Vice, and Moderation in Defense of, and I've forgotten it now, but, you know, they took the extremist part. They used that to try to paint Barry Goldwater as an extremist. Moderation in Pursuit of Justice, that was it, is no virtue. And Barry Goldwater called him his Shakespeare. And Carl Hess was a deep thinker. And he was maybe about, 20, 30 years older than I was. He'd grown up in the 30s. And his mother wanted him to be an independent thinker. And she homeschooled him when it was, you know, pursued pretty hard, pretty hard. And in order to escape the truancy officers and having her child taken away by the, you know, I don't know if they called it CPS back then, but essentially CPS. They changed jurisdictions all the time. They were constantly moving from place to place. And she did that just so she could educate Carl Hess. And so you have to think about what your purpose in life is. What is most important to you? What are you willing to do to produce the kind of child that you want to have? Now, my perspective on that is one that's more Christian. Our reason for homeschooling was that. But I also didn't like the communism and the socialism that was there. And I didn't like what was turning into a police state. So for all those reasons, we took our kids out. As Reason is pointing out, viewpoint diversity gets a boost as families are fleeing public school. Independent education means a wide range of approaches as to what children are taught. See, you are the one who decides. You are the one who decides what education should look like for your child. Have you thought about that? It's about time you think about that. Just like it's about time you think about the fact you're going to die someday. Your kids are going to grow up. What are they going to be like? What are they going to be following? How are they going to be shaped? Who is going to shape them? Some stranger that you don't know? See, this is the sort of decision that you're being forced into now in these difficult times, which is a good thing. Sometimes the best times in our life are times of adversity because they are times of reflection and reorientation. And this should be happening right now in your life. What is valuable to you in terms of education? And, our approach, as I said, was one of unschooling. I always wanted to inculcate an interest in the students pursuing their own education. And so we would just try to get them interested in subjects, more or less successful. You're never going to be 100% successful. So what we would do is we would try to find good books to read to them or to have them read as they got older. And not worry so much about textbooks. I wanted original stuff. And so, we had novels that we would read them. As I mentioned yesterday, G.A. Henty was a great writer from Victorian England. Very popular in homeschooling circles at the time that we were there. And it's something that we do probably in your state. You'll find, maybe not now because it's probably been banned because it's people getting together. But we used to have really big homeschool conventions, and you could go and you could check out books and curriculum. You could talk to other people. You know, you'd have people talking about what worked for them and what didn't work for them. And so G.A. Henty was a guy who was a Victorian writer. He wrote a lot of history books. They always followed a particular pattern, formula. It was always about a young man on the cusp of manhood and a young girl that he meets and so forth, about the same age. But they were always put in a very interesting historical context. And so I read the first one, which is about the destruction of the of Jerusalem in AD 70. But he did all kinds of historical things, and it interested one of my sons, and he taught himself to read. So he could read the whole collection. And we had other kids that we had to go through it letter by letter to teach them how to read. But they got it. And then there are other things that I think, you know, we go back and we say we don't want our kids to be socialists. Well, I think one of the best things we ever found, and again, Little House on the Prairie books were very good. Rose Wilder Lane talking about, she was the one who wrote it. It was based on the recollections of her mother, Laura Ingalls. But it was Rose Wilder Lane who wrote Little House on the Prairie series. Discovery of Freedom is an excellent book. Very easy to read, very low reading level, and written by Rose Wilder Lane. I would highly recommend that. Of course, there's other things like Light and the Glory. And then there's a lot of different curriculum. Like I said, you know, go to ChristianBook.com, go to Ron Paul's stuff. There are classical curriculums, homeschooling, unschooling, where it's not formal. There are things that you should read. There are different science curricula, of course. And some of this is about worldview. One of the things that we found to be an excellent source, especially if you're a Christian, was Answers in Genesis. They have an excellent series of a lot of different subjects because they take it from a very different standpoint. When we were taught biology in school, they dumbed everything down to a common denominator. Oh, look, these are vertebrates and these are invertebrates, and look at how they're all the same. Well, there is a commonality because there's a common designer, DNA and so forth. But the thing that is interesting is how out of that common design, that information structure, that you have all this infinite variety and how you have all these creatures who have so many different aspects that they're not, that they're irreducibly complex. And so we had a book that was called Character Studies. We also had The Answers in Genesis Line. And each of those focused in the other direction. They talked about how marvelous, and it made it a lot more interesting to talk about how marvelous each of these individual animals are because of their unique characteristics. And so, you know, you would have a situation like a giraffe. You know, how is a giraffe, if you change any of these unique aspects of it, you know, it's got, when it bends down to drink, all this blood would rush to its head if it didn't have a special thing to absorb it, and it would black out. How do you have a heart that's big enough to pump all that? How does that happen by chance? Well, actually, it doesn't. And so when you start looking at it from that standpoint, you start looking at how unique each one of these animals are, how uniquely designed they are. It really gets interesting. And that's the key. You're going to find things as a parent interesting. You're going to learn more than your kids did. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Vicki Gibbs, 57-year-old lesbian preacher in Houston, went in with a cough, got intubated, and then died. And as soon as I saw her face, as soon as I saw the report, I said, watch, it'll be intubation. We know what's going to happen. It's a blue city, same story yet again. And they say her heart gave out. If you put somebody on a breathing tube of COVID-19 as a death sentence, it's on record. Warn everyone you know before they go into the hospital and get killed. Why are almost all the deaths happening in blue cities and blue states? It's because they intubate them, putting a tube in their lungs, and COVID-19 is causing an autoimmune response. And if you do that with oxygen, the doctors are on record saying it will kill you. But all these doctors in blue cities and blue states follow their orders. And the minute I saw this report today, I knew what I would be reading. Don't end up like Vicki Gibbs. Warn everyone.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace.
Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm really, really proud of the Dr. Jones Naturals Activated Charcoal, naturally fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste. And if you don't know what activated charcoal does, ladies and gentlemen, it naturally, in a clean way, strips away the toxins, the impurities, the plaque, and it doesn't damage the enamel. That's really important.
Support the InfoWar.
Buy it now at InfoWarsStore.com. Or go directly to DrJonesNaturals.com for an entire line of new cutting-edge products with the power to make your life better.
Support the InfoWar.
This cleans them up beautifully, does an incredible job, but doesn't damage your teeth. And it, I believe you're going to like this as much as the other toothpaste, maybe even more. Over a year ago, I tried charcoal toothpaste from a major brand and thought it was amazing. And I went to my dad and people said, I would like to put out a charcoal toothpaste that doesn't have all this silicate and all these fillers in it. Very strong toothpaste. You've never used anything like it. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
There are a lot of reasons to get an Alex Jones plastic mask at InfoWarsStore.com. You can wear them out to political events. You can trigger libtards. But one of the biggest reasons is it's a great conversation starter at any costume party or at Halloween. But on top of that, they admit that wearing these masks does absolutely nothing to protect you from COVID-19 or anything else. It's total virtue signaling to show that you're prepared for the forced inoculations and contact tracing that they're openly announcing. It's an act of submission. It's an act of like putting a burqa on your head and bowing down. But a big reason to wear these is then into stores, when people ask you why you're wearing a Halloween mask, say it's just as useless as the stupid cloth mask that you're wearing. And the M95 mask only control what's coming in, not what's going out. So they, quote, spread COVID-19. They don't protect from it. So, again, it's a great way to throw it back at these control freaks' faces. You buy one for $9.95. You get four more free. They're at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is the David Knight Show.
It has been announced that the Trump administration is going to withdraw about 12,000 troops from Germany. And this is a significant reduction, I would say. That's about one-third of what they have there. They got about 36,000 troops. They're talking about bringing home 11,900. So that's about a third of them. Unfortunately, they're going to move about half of them to other parts of Europe, including Belgium, Poland, and Italy. Maybe we ought to be concerned about protecting our own borders, and especially about protecting the soldiers in Afghanistan. Now, Mitt Romney was furious about this. He said it was a slap in the face. A slap in the face. To who? To the military-industrial complex? To people like Mitt Romney? Yeah. He said it was a grave error. He said this is a slap in the face at a friend and an ally that we should instead be drawing closer to in our mutual commitment to deter Russian and Chinese aggression. Is that why our troops are in Germany? What a joke. Hey, Mitt, you still fighting the Cold War? Still fighting the Soviet Union? Did you realize somebody send him the pictures from 1989 when the Berlin Wall came down. There hasn't been any reason for us to be in Germany for decades except to feather the nests of the neocons and the military-industrial complex. Germany is capable of defending itself, and they're not on the front lines with Russia anymore. By the way, people should remind Mitt that, East Germany fell. And, you had all these different satellite states regain their independence. And so if you want to confront the Russians, then perhaps what you would do is, move them to Poland and other places like that that are on the border with Russia.
So somebody needs to get Mitt a history book and a map and a tutor. Take some homeschooling for Mitt Romney. He knows perfectly well what's going on. This is simply, he is simply criticizing Trump and pushing for the military industrial complex. He says this is a gift to Russia. Just when we've learned about their support for the Taliban. You mean you just learned this, Mitt? Has he been out of the loop? Should he call somebody in intelligence? Actually, you don't need to have a briefing from intelligence or the CIA. There he is. Yeah. Benighted Mitt. He doesn't really understand what's going on. Actually, Mitt, you don't even need to have a briefing from the CIA or the intelligence agencies or the military to understand that the Russians have been working with the Taliban and so forth. And you should maybe also pay attention to the fact, ask Rand Paul. He can explain to you how we're losing in Afghanistan. There is no military solution there. And we're just keeping our soldiers there in harm's way for no reason. If you want to bring people home, bring them home from there and from Iraq. We don't need to be in either one of those places. And yet we're going to continue to stay there forever if people like Mitt Romney have their way. So anyway, crazy Mitt Romney. You know, when we look at what is happening, though, with all of this, I want to talk a little bit about the reservation model, because that really is where we are right now in America. When we look at the fact that people are watching, as I pointed this out a couple of weeks ago, we had all these articles about, well, you know, Senate's going to be coming back from their vacation, and then they've only got a couple of weeks before they go on recess vacation again, and then they're going to be gone for another couple of weeks, and all this free money from Washington is running out. What are we going to do? Now, think about this. Think about how we have reduced Americans, especially those who were the most productive among us, the small business people, the entrepreneurs. We've reduced them to being beggars, who are watching the proceedings and the calendar of Congress, trying to read tea leaves for their economic future. Isn't that pathetic? Doesn't that make you angry? I'm furious about this. This is why I talk incessantly about this lockdown, because it is the issue of our life. And it is the issue that we're fighting for our life to stop this. These people are killing us with this lockdown, Republicans and Democrats. And so we see this headline from the Washington Post. Born again fiscal conservatives are a sign of Trump's weakening hand in Congress. This is the way they spin it. No, I think it's a good thing that some of these fiscal conservatives, whether they're doing it for political purposes, purely political purposes, or whether they realize that this is never going to end, that we had universal basic income stuck on us. And I said this from the very beginning. I said, once you establish that the government can close every activity by fiat, and then to temporarily pacify people with free money, and then at one point in time, folks are going to pull that free money rug out from underneath you, and you're going to find out what that's about. But it's a trap. It really is a trap. And we've seen this done before with reservations. And so they're saying, well, you got Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley, and they want to be president. Patrick Toomey, they're all abandoning the president as his top aide strikes. So it's a Trump problem. And it is a Trump problem. Trump should have never signed on to this. He should have never enacted the radical communist plans of Bernie Sanders and AOC for universal basic income. It's universal. It's very basic. It doesn't even really qualify as income. To reduce us to government handouts. And so as you see President Trump shaming Fox News, he tweets out, I was on Air Force One, flying to the great state of Texas yesterday, he tweets this out, where I just landed. It is amazing to watch Fox News, how different they are from 4 years ago. Yeah, they are. Very different. Not even watchable. I agree. They totally forgot who got them where they are. I agree. And so did President Trump. You forgot completely, President Trump, not only the voters, but the issues that got you where you are. We didn't vote for you to make America socialist. We voted for you to make America less socialist. That's what great again means. and you took us into a lockdown communism worse than anybody else. And now you're talking about another round of $1,200 stimulus checks. Don't worry. The check is in the mail and the government loves you. Two of the biggest lies you'll ever hear in your life. Yeah, they'll send you that check in the mail. And guess what? It's going to be paid for one way or the other on the back end. Payback is a, you know what it is. In an unprecedented move, Congress has proposed taxpayer-funded bailout of the $550 billion CMBS industry. Yeah, commercial market mortgages that are prepackaged into bonds and sold onto Wall Street. Does this start to sound familiar? Is this starting to sound like another scam? Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, and as Real Clear Politics points out, paying people not to work is not an economic stimulus. Not an economic stimulus. As a matter of fact, this is a plan that has already been done. And it's already been done here in America. We don't have to go to East Germany versus West Germany or North Korea versus South Korea to see what happens when you put people under lockdown and centralized control. We can see that here in America. It was done to the American Indians. It's called the Indian Reservations. Fee.org, back in 2016, wrote five ways the government keeps Native Americans in poverty. Number one, the Indian lands are owned and managed by the federal government. They control everything that you can do. Nearly every aspect of economic development is controlled by federal agencies, by bureaucrats. This is where we are today, folks. This is where we are. Number three, reservations have a complex legal framework that hinders economic growth. And let me tell you, when you have a situation where everything that you do is a privilege granted to you by unelected bureaucrats, are we really any different from the bureaucrats of Indian Affairs? They call it the Bureau of Indian Affairs. But they've tried all this before. As a matter of fact, they've done things like separating their children and sending them off to school so they could re-educate them to their values. They shut down their economic aspects. They shut down their ability to prosecute criminals. They took that away, and then they said, we'll do it. And then they didn't do it. Sound familiar?
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
There are only a few days left to take advantage of the biggest InfoWars sale of 2020 so far. It is Christmas in July, and July ends this Friday. The longest we can run it is a few extra days until Sunday, because we are selling out of almost all of our best-selling products, and the supply chain is breaking down with many of our manufacturers, and so a lot of the reorders are held up months. In many cases, this could be the last chance you've got in the year 2020 to get these amazing products that empower you and your family's life and health, your immune systems, you name it, your stamina, your libido, your focus, but also, you know, funds the InfoWar and everything we're doing to save this republic from the clutches of the globalist and the New World Order. All of our best-selling items, 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. Take advantage of it right now while there's still time.
States cracking down on social gatherings, says CNN, because Fauci says if we don't,
we'll see further surges in coronavirus positives because they're only ramping up the testing and because the tests have been designed at the Wuhan lab, it turns out, to be completely fraudulent. They cook the whole thing up offshore in a communist dictatorship with Fauci, Bill Gates, and the Chi-Coms to be directed by the UN as a giant planetary power grab. And now it's all over the news that indeed Bill Gates has developed digital tattoos under your skin, and so is Google, and they're deploying them at the airports next year where you'll have to have it to be able to travel, and then soon to leave your house or go in a grocery store, and the contact tracers work for Bill and Melinda Gates and the Clintons, and they're going to come to your house and make sure you're inoculated. Yes, we're now inside the mark of the beast. Resist or be enslaved.
I know what we'll do to make them conform to our cult. We'll all tell them to wear masks or they're going to die, and then we'll release the pressure for a while and then bring it back and squeeze it harder and release it again, and we'll be the virtue signalers. We'll be the angels, even though our Lord and Master Bill Gates helped fund the whole COVID-19.
Oh. No, don't seduce me.
That's right. That's the code word for Bill Gates' operation he carries out with his good little buddy, Dr. Fauci, in the surgeon cult. Because, you know, for girls, there's five different types of villains they secretly desire in the romance novels. One of them's the vampire, the werewolf, the billionaire, and who else? Oh, that's right, there's the surgeon, and then there's one other one. And it's so much fun to be ruled over by these psychotic psychopaths. And it's so good to know that they're our masters and are coming to rape us with their inoculations.
Psychopaths are so hot.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Finish up talking about this reservation model in this last segment here, because folks, it's unquieting how many different parallels there are to what is being imposed on us right now. They know how to control people. They've got a lot of practice at it. They've been doing it since the middle 1800s. And you've got these people who have in mind a socialist utopian commune, the village, to raise your children and do everything else. And they're the people who have now usurped authority over us. And so we need to talk about what this looks like. And we will do that in the last segment here. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you about the sale, Christmas in July, that has only today and tomorrow to run. We have 50 to 60% off products at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program. That's what keeps us here. We don't sell you big pharmaceutical drugs, vaccines, other things like that. We don't have sponsors. It's just the products that support your health, support your privacy, like the pocket protector, privacy pocket that we have. Very thin, very flexible, and very effective. I've got one in my hand right now, and they're about 33% off with free shipping. We're not making any money off of this. We want you to be able to fight this plan of contact tracing, have your privacy, as well as to be able to protect your health. Both of those things in this privacy pocket. Because, the phone companies like Apple, they have it in their terms of service because they don't want to be sued for this. So they've got a disclaimer there talking about, well, you don't hold this next to your body. Do you hold it next to your body? You put it in your pocket? Why would they put that there if they weren't concerned that there was a possibility? But then when they talk about, oh, no, you can't be harmed by radiation from any cell phone towers or from 5G transmitters every 50 feet. No, that'll never harm you. But you know better, don't you? So at the very least, you can't protect yourself from what they're transmitting to you. And right now, most of those transmitters, unless you're close to a cell phone antenna cluster, those are far away. But it's coming on very rapidly that they're going to be putting these things about every 50 feet, which means that you're not going to be any further than 25 feet from one of these things. You'll have one 25 feet away from you, and you'll have another one over there, another 25, and maybe another one over there 25 feet away from you. Who knows? So Privacy Pocket Protector, and we also have many of our products about to sell out. Bod Ease, Living Defense, VasoBeat, Turbo Force, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink, all those are about to sell out. They're 50% off. Brain Force, my favorite supplement, 50% off. All these free shipping and double Patriot points for discounts in the future. We have the Alexa Pure Breeze now, just $149. We have Storable Food now back in stock and on short order. Winter Sun, Vitamin D, very important, especially if you're locked up. Very important if you are older, if you're concerned about going out, and you're not getting sunlight. That's what helps your body to manufacture vitamin D. Vitamin D is a hormone. It's not actually like the other vitamins. It's a hormone. But it is very effective. If you don't have sufficient vitamin D, if you have a deficiency in that, your immune system will not be working as well. We've been warned about that at the very beginning of this epidemic from the NIH as well as from the CDC. So make sure that you're getting sunlight or you're getting winter sun, and you can get that right now. 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, along with the other specials. Just two more days at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. I was talking about the ways that government keeps Americans, Native Americans, in poverty. And this is a tactic that they've been doing since the middle 1800s, to take the Indians and put them on reservations. And folks, this is really, I think, the best analogy to this economic plan. You know, when you look at concentration camps that became famous, during World War II, the Nazis, the Japanese had concentration camps, prison camps. We had them too. You know, we had those for people of Japanese descent and so forth. That was to confine people temporarily. But this is a long-term suppression of people and to take them out. And this is really a closer resemblance to what the UN has planned for everybody globally, not just in America, but globally. And this is what they're now enacting on us in the name of fighting the coronavirus. So it was going to be in the name of fighting climate change, but now it's in the name of fighting the coronavirus. And so when you see what happens, you know, they would transport them to a different part of the country. These people had grown up, they knew the land, they knew the layout, you know, like Geronimo. He grows up in the Southwest, so they send him to Florida. The people who lived in the Cherokee, who lived in North Carolina and Georgia, they send them to Oklahoma and the Vale of Tears and so forth. So they would transport them to a different area. But most importantly, what they would do is they would confine them to fixed land plots. And they would not be able to continue their traditional way of life. So they were typically nomadic. They were hunters and gatherers. And they, in order to survive, they would need to do farming. But they didn't have any experience with farming. And they didn't know how to do farming. And so they typically, and the land that they were on typically wasn't good farming land. Because if it was good farming land, they wouldn't have given it to them. Right? It would have been kept. So they put them on poor land. They didn't know how to farm. They didn't know how to irrigate. And then they would also put them in areas where they had other tribes that were hostile to them. You know, because they were not one big happy family, by the way. If you know anything, this is not taught in the schools. But yes, the Indians, all the Indians, there's a lot of diversity between Indian tribes. They were not one big happy family. Now, some of them were friendly. Some of them were very hostile. Some of them were incredibly vicious, murderous, slaving, enslaving people and so forth. They had their own systems of slavery. But they would put these tribes together, Hatfields and McCoys. And so they had disease, they had alcoholism, there was despair. You know, kind of like what we have with our lockdown. Don't get out of here, you can't get out of here, right? And so they tried to alleviate this in 1887. They had the Dawes Severalty Act of 1887, where they said, well, we'll give each Native American family 160 acres of tribal land to own outright. And that still didn't work out too well for them because, again, they didn't have the knowledge or the expertise to farm the land. It wasn't good farming land. But then there were other things that they did. They removed their children. Not only did they many times move them to another completely foreign type of land that they knew nothing about. I mean, even if they had done farming, you know, they moved them from the Southwest or something to Florida. They don't know how to cope with that in an agrarian society. But they would take their kids away, and they would ship their kids back to boarding schools back east. Does that sound familiar? Yeah, our kids are not in boarding schools, but you know, that's the big issue, isn't it? About getting the schools open, because they're primarily a babysitting thing, right? For most parents. I put my kids here and then I don't have to worry about it. And so they're in the care of strangers and institutions for most of the day. And that was what they did to the Indians, to break their culture apart, to make them poor, to make them dependent. And then they suffered from depression, from alcoholism, from all these other things. And then they went a little bit further. They had the 1970 law that led to mass sterilization of Native American women as recently as 1970. You see, when you look at things like the Tuskegee experiment, the mass sterilization of Native American women, and do you really believe that the federal government can be trusted to rush this vaccine out at Operation Warp Speed? And at least a third of American Indian children removed from their households. And this was typically done in a kind of CPS way. See, the American Indians were the first ones to be experimented on with CPS. All these people were talking about separating children from the families at the border. Now, there's a good reason to suspect that many of these children were being child trafficked at the border. Very, very good reason, because that really was happening in a large amount. And these coyotes, these child traffickers, were pretending to be family units and so forth. So that needed to be vetted. And the liberals went crazy about that, but they haven't cared at all about this massive bureaucracy. You know, you have the Bureau of Indian Affairs, but that's nothing compared to the massive bureaucracy taking children from their parents within America. And that is something like abortion that has really targeted the black family more than anything else. And I've had people on to talk about that. But again, all of these things that are being done to us now, and don't talk about CPS at all. No, no, no. Nobody wants to talk about that. Not mainstream media. All these different things are being done. And talk about putting hostile tribes next to each other, creating hostility between the tribes, then putting them next to each other, letting them have at each other. This is a program of planned depopulation and genocide, and it's exactly what they're doing to us right now. They're pushing us to a race war. They're pushing us to a civil war. They're locking us down. They're taking away our means to support ourselves. They're destroying our culture. They're destroying our families. They are kidnapping our children. Think about what you're going to do about this. That's it for the broadcast. Thank you for listening.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month, because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing, and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 apiece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.